Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live. It is Friday. Thank you for joining us. The news is coming in fast and furious. The good news is we'll be back live this Sunday as well, 4 to 6 p.m. Breaking, Oslo blast blows out most of the windows of government building. Looks like Oklahoma City, the damage. Prime Minister's office affected, at least two dead, dozens wounded. Massive vehicle bomb report, people trapped, eyewitnesses, total chaos. You notice that this is happening right now, right as Europe is completely bankrupted by design by banker operatives in charge of every country in the EU. This will distract them from going into debt bondage, and the outrage over the fact that they're admitting it's a, quote, banking Marshall Plan to take over the EU and all the countries into receivership. Look, when they bring us into total receivership, they're just getting us positioned. Now, as I told you, there's going to be shootings at shopping malls, bombings, and it will all be triggered right during the implosion. And they're even scripting that now, saying Al-Qaeda will strike us during an economic collapse. So they're even getting you ready for the script. The terrorists like to tell you what's going to happen so they get credibility when the terror attack happens. I know their criminology and their game plan, so I'm able to predict exactly what they'll do. I just told you yesterday, and I've told you in the last year over and over again, the bombings will start in Europe. They will then spread to the United States, but it will only happen during the banker receivership takeover, so everyone will be distracted from that and run worshiping to their loving, murdering government leaders. And they'll probably have some mentally ill patsies that were involved in this that they blame, who'll be completely drugged up for the rest of their lives in prison. You'll never see them in the media. You'll see a fake letter put out. Even if the people blew themselves up in the cars, they will find the passports undamaged, and that will be considered the immaculate, invincible passport made out of antimantium steel that Thor's hammer is made out of. And no one will question it, of course. And it'll turn out that the Muslim extremist in this case were helped by the government, but that'll be a side issue and no big deal. So eyewitnesses report total chaos. We're going to be breaking that down, and we can go ahead in the background for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers if you'd like, roll the 17-second video of that. Continuing return of mass layoffs, a grim sign. Government considers ways to rent foreclosed homes. So they guarantee both the banks get the money from the foreclosure and get government rent from taxpayers. A great fascist system, similar to how we give the central banks trillions of dollars of bailout money and then pay them interest on the money we give them. Same deal here, same model, just absolute financial raping at every level. Farm thieves target grapes, avocados, even bees. Thieves targeting ambulances. Thieves steal 100 storm drain covers in Sacramento. I mean, it is just like locust. People are stealing metal. And I was even out in Los Angeles and heard local TV admit it's mainly the illegal aliens doing this. This has been their business for a long time, selling scrap metal from legal sources, but it's others involved. But there is a crime wave going on. But the government tells you there's no crime increase while they lay off police nationwide. And the cops that are left are openly being ordered, and they've been complaining about this, to do nothing but revenue generate. In fact, I've seen cases, New Jersey, Ohio, and other areas where they lay off, one case, 70% of the sheriff's deputies. And the sheriff said, go buy guns. We can't protect you. The cops we have left are going to be at the jail and revenue generating just to keep what we've got afloat. So that is the new austerity system. Space program canceled, at least the public space program. Oldest train system in the Western world. Roads rotting into oblivion. But taxes going up. More and more of everything going to the offshore banks who maneuvered us into this position of deindustrialization and third worldom. Three new power plants being built a year, coal-powered. China gets three a week. Rolling blackouts intensifying as we turn into a third world country, just like Venezuela. Stay with us. Massive news straight ahead.
He's the T-Rex of political talk.
Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live. Thank you for joining us. It is Friday, the 22nd day of July, 2011. I'll tell you about some of the guests that are coming up on the broadcast today. One of them has done research deeply into the Level 4 bioweapons labs that are in Level 3 facilities illegally all over the United States, like Galveston, Texas. I heard the investigative reporter a few days ago on Dr. Stan Monteith's broadcast as I was driving through Austin. And everything that she was talking about is what I have researched in the last decade on these under the BioShield program. It's really a bioweapon program. This is weaponized Ebola, other weaponized hemorrhagic fevers, things that kill 99% of those that come in contact with them. You know, Ebola kills around 90. These are weaponized mousepox for humans. They are in laboratories, hundreds of laboratories. Hundreds of laboratories. And it's something I don't talk enough about. We're going to be discussing that with an investigative reporter coming up for part of the second hour today. Now, obviously, you know about the devastating explosion that went off in Oslo, Norway, their capital. Blast blows out most of the windows of the government building housing the prime minister's office. Massive vehicle bomb. A bomb inside a vehicle. We've got some footage of that we're rolling for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers right now. Also, there's a report of people trapped in the building. It looks like Oklahoma City-style devastation, if you haven't seen the video, if you're listening on the radio. Eyewitnesses report total chaos. Now, I'm going to be breaking this down more coming up after I get to some of the other news, or at least let you know what's coming up and what's on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com today. But I told you continually in the last year that when Europe went under total bankruptcy implosion by the IMF and World Bank operatives that have been put in place as finance ministers, presidents, and prime ministers of every country, from Germany to Greece, from England to Ireland to Norway, that there would be terror attacks launched. Now, there are different types of terror attacks. There are real, low-intensity, asymmetrical attacks launched by people in the Middle East because they believe they're occupied. They call it fighting back against tanks and helicopters. The media calls it terrorism. Regardless of what your view is, it does exist. Then there are provocateur attacks, and there's different sub-derivatives of that. There are cases, and this has come out over and over again, even in mainstream media and government documents. We've covered it ad nauseum in films like Terror Storm, where the Pakistani government, British, Israeli, U.S., Russian, all major governments do this. They go hire a criminal group to then go form and recruit real, unstable, merc-type psychopath terrorists to go carry out attacks. And Western governments and major corporations fund it, but the actual terrorists don't even know what they're doing. Then there's the other provocateur attacks that we've seen the FBI carry out. And again, remember in the last 2 years, countless articles in the news admitting FBI set up patsies, FBI set up mentally ill man. You've seen the headlines. They recruit people out of prisons, normally with very low IQs. They want them to, you know, blow up the Christmas tree event in Portland or bomb the tube in England, on and on and on. And they will set up a mosque, recruit the people, and command them that under Islam they must do this. And so those are provocateur events with patsies. The first World Trade Center came out in the New York Times, CBS News, because whistleblowers inside the government, Maad Salam was one of them, because he thought they were going to set him up. He was the confidential informant. He recorded the FBI ordering him, and the tapes were released, to carry out the bombing. And he said, but first it was going to be a fake bomb. Then you said, no, it's going to be a real bomb. Then it was fake detonators. Then you said, no, real detonators. Now you're saying let it go forward. And they found two men on welfare with below 80 IQs. They were mildly mentally retarded. And thank God they didn't park it up against the real column as they were trained to do, or it could have really damaged and killed more people in the first World Trade Center attack. So there's those attacks. So there's different types of provocateur attacks. There's attacks where you got real terrorists, don't know who they're being financed by. But then you also have some real terrorists, very rare, better chance of, again, dying from a honeybee sting. We posted those statistics for major university studies yesterday in our article that went globally viral. DHS says that white people are the number one terror threat. We're going to be breaking that down more today. But then you have the purely staged event. Purely staged events like Oklahoma City and ATF operation. We've gone over that ad nauseum, covered my film Road to Tyranny with the Total Proof, and 9/11. But then they've still got to have patsies, a McVeigh or a Muhammad Atta, a Lee Harvey Oswald type. And you need to investigate those for yourself and find out about them. And, of course, over 200 U.S. government-sponsored terror attacks with NATO have been declassified by the British and the Italians. The U.S. has never declassified it, but those were joint operations with the British, German, Italian governments in Operation Gladio and the NATO Stay Behind networks. And those were bombings carried out all over Western and Central and Southern Europe, the majority of them in Italy. Bologna bombing, you can look that up. Just type in Italian Parliament declassifies the Bologna bombing staged by NATO. And they like to target children. School buses are a favorite. And they're going to move these systems into the United States and Europe. Now, I told you this would come when the total collapse of Europe began. Next, they'll move to the United States and England. And right as the banks seize the pension funds, go after the private pension funds, right as they slash benefits but increase taxes, the terror attacks will be staged so that you are distracted by that and rally around the government in fear. They will also use it to knock off enemies. They like to kill multiple birds with one stone. And we're doing research right now on the leader of Norway. I was already aware of this individual not going along with the EU takeover. So they will also then not just get everybody to rally around the corrupt bureaucracy by staging terror attacks through the different variants. We don't know what type this is yet. But with the timing, it's not the very rare actual terror attack. I can tell you right now, 98% chance. There is a chance it could be real. I would say 2%. And this is all I do is eat, drink, sleep, and study this. I interview every global terrorism experts, the top professors, the top heads of Pentagon and CIA Black Ops. By the way, we got to get Steve Pachinik on. He called me a few weeks ago. I meant to call him back. Jaron, I want to get Pachinik on Sunday or Monday if he can do it, and apologize, I meant to call him back. He talked about this kind of stuff coming up. I want to get him back on. Dr. Steve Pachinik, former head of Black Ops. Well, he wrote the book on modern Black Ops and staged events, and he's gone public with the Bin Laden thing and 9/11 being staged. I need to get him on because things are quickening, and he agreed with my analysis 2 months ago that these bombings would be coming during the implosion. That's definitely one of the main cards they're going to play. So it has begun. It has begun. In fact, if we could even maybe get Pachinik to pop in a little bit with Chapman as a prelude or as an entree, an hors d'oeuvre to Sunday, that might even be good. But we'll see what happens with that today. But that just popped into my mind that we need to get him on. At least two killed in Oslo bombing, scores injured, explosions damaged buildings in Norwegian capital. Reportedly, the prime minister was in the building. Chaos, people trapped. We'll continue to cover this as it develops and unfolds. Also, we told you this last week because of our sources that you could look for a criminal investigation to be opened by the George Soros Justice Department. And I'm not saying there shouldn't be an investigation, but again, you have Satan in investigating Baphomet here. I mean, this is ridiculous. James Murdoch denies misleading panel. Reuters, Bloomberg, News of the World, workers are offered jobs in Siberia. So the old joke, we'll send you to Siberia or the North Pole, Dow Jones outpost. Justice Department prepares subpoenas and News Corps inquiry to feed that, of course, into Soros. It continues that old allies of Murdoch are turning against him, London Independent. So we'll be looking at that. Meanwhile, Senator Grassley and also Congressman Issa have been saying for weeks, and there's more news on this today, that clearly the Justice Department and Eric Holder have been caught perjuring themselves on not knowing about Fast and Furious. It's now confirmed from California to Texas to Illinois to Florida, the FBI, the DEA, the ATF, they're not just shipping guns to Mexico by the tens of thousands. They're shipping them to drug gangs inside the United States and then blaming the Second Amendment. At least five cops now have been killed by this in the last 2 years, and three Border Patrol agents confirmed. Three Border Patrol agents, five cops. The Attorney General is an accessory to murder. If you or I went and sold guns to gangs that we knew were targeting police that are very vicious, like MS-13, Los Zetas, and others, you would get life in prison. In fact, they might even finagle a jury to convict you for accessory to murder, which you can get executed for. Now, this is serious business here we're talking about. So remember, while we're talking about hacking scandals and things, and people are dying or associated with it, and this could bring down the prime minister, and I think there should be an investigation, what about the attorney general? What about George Soros' Media Matters bragging publicly and memos going out, political reporting, we're going to infiltrate and get hired at News Corp, and we're going to destroy them from within? That's sabotage. That's just as illegal as what's going on here. So there is a serious war going on right now. Continuing, Grassley sees DOJ cover-up in fast and furious investigation. A senior Senate Republican has accused the Justice Department of a cover-up. Well, they got caught perjuring themselves. It's now confirmed they ordered it by limiting information to Congress about a botched gun running program along the southwest border. Only thing that was botched is they got caught. Okay? It isn't botched that they wanted to stop guns. They wanted to blame the Second Amendment. And they don't care they've been caught staging this. They're still going after the Second Amendment using what they did. Well, I'm sure Norway is going to go along with the bailout of the bankers, which is really the takeover of the bankers. After all, they need to do what the government says. Terrorists just hit them and hit them hard today. You can look for that every time bankers take down a country, the terrorists hit. So everybody, again, rallies around the government. Breaking, Oslo blast targets prime minister's office. Massive vehicle bomb report, people trapped. Eyewitnesses, total chaos. Been playing that video for folks that are watching the radio show at prisonplanet.tv. We're going to get into General Electric reports a 21.6 rise in profits, pays zero taxes. Well, when you run the president's economic council, you get to shut down the power plants you don't own. Your profits go up. You're tax-free. Your boys write the tax laws. We've had the head of General Electric lately calling for tax increases on the rich. They mean the person that owns a restaurant and drives a Mercedes. The average folks think that's rich, and don't worry, they'll be destroyed, and you won't ever have any jobs. And a lot of you'll be homeless. But hey, it'll be fun to buy into big government. That's a receivership arm for the government. Yeah, paid no tax on $5.1 billion profit. Boehner says they're not even close to an agreement on the debt ceiling. Democrats outraged, want more taxes. Senate rejects House plan, takes weekend off. So even the House is paltry, what, $2 trillion or so in cuts over a few years? That's nothing. A paltry cut, that has been completely overturned. Pressure S&P, the ratings agencies that work for the big banks, are threatening to downgrade the U.S., downgrade multiple states within the United States if we don't, again, give the bankers everything. We've already given them more than all the real assets in the world, and they're just creating more derivatives and then demanding we underwrite those. So we're going to continue breaking all of that down. But I cannot state any more clearly to all of you out there just how big of a deal this is, just how huge it is that there have been bombings in Europe, because 9 times out of 10 or more, these bombings in Europe and the United States are completely 100% staged. And it's been proven over and over again. And I told you it would come during the big economic takeover of Europe. And speaking of economic takeover, states negotiating immunity for banks over foreclosures. State attorneys generals are negotiating to give major banks wide immunity over irregularities, taking people's houses they didn't own, lying in court about owning them, in handling foreclosures, even as evidence has emerged that banks are continuing to file questionable documents. Of course they are. That's out of Reuters. And the same thing's going on in Europe. This isn't going to go away. I mean, again, 12 years ago, the government signed deals with major insurance companies to steal the death benefits of all veterans. When you die, you pay into insurance, you're not going to get it. And the media doesn't care. The government, in fact, it's unpatriotic, it's anti-military to even mention it. You're just supposed to wrap tyranny in a flag, worship it. That's patriotism. Well, I guess we're just not patriotic here then. We don't like the offshore banks doing this. A coalition of 50 state attorney generals has been negotiating settlements with five of the biggest U.S. banks, U.S. banks, globalist banks, that would include payment of up to $25 billion in penalties, they've stolen trillions, and commitments to follow new rules. In exchange, the banks would get immunity from civil lawsuits by the states. Slap on the wrist. Yeah, Wells Fargo and Wachovia launder $300-plus billion in 2 years of drug money. They got a $100 million fine. It's like you rob a bank for $1 million, you pay a $3,000 fine is the equivalent. And the article goes on to say that this is all just continuing. This is all continuing. This is all going on still. They're not stopping. In fact, they're intensifying their actions on this front. And it just shows you the absolute lawlessness. This is a military financial coup d'etat. This is agreed upon by the Republican and the Democratic pimps that are owned by the globalists, and this is a program that we laid out to you what happened. And they are codifying it. They are setting the precedent to be completely and totally lawless and do whatever they want while throwing the book at the citizens for crooked toenails. Senator Bernie Sanders has released the Fed audit, a partial audit, confirming $16 trillion in secret payments to foreign banks and private individuals and companies like MSNBC in the last 2 years. $16 trillion. See, this is what the heist is about. This is why government's going along with it. They're getting paid off. And Senator Sanders shouldn't get on airplanes anytime soon. I'll tell you that right now. And we'll tie this into Europe, then get into the big story we haven't even covered yet.
Gentlemen, we have called you together to inform you that we are going to overthrow the United States government.
You still think that jet fuel brought down the World Trade Center? Does anybody else see a problem here? If the government has nothing to hide, why are they so afraid to answer a few questions? This story does not add up.
To never forget, denies the people that I've never met. We want the matches and all that we get. Some kind of shit about a terrorist threat.
We are back live. That is Al from Ministry. By the way, he's going to be on the show sometime next week. Lies, 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 lies. By the way, if you listen to that piece, he says, gentlemen, we're on a mission to overthrow the U.S. government. That's the globalist talking there. How do they overthrow the government? They stage an attack against the republic, and then they say, get rid of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, replace it with a Stasi control grid, let the foreign banks run everything, and you'll be safe from the terrorist. You can see Hitler. Gentlemen, let's completely overthrow the Weimar Republic. Firebomb the Reichstag. Gentlemen, let's start World War II. Attack our own military base at Gliwice. Blame Poland. Lies, 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 lies! That is what is going on, my friends. A new world order, as George Herbert Walker Bush talked about. Now, I want to continue to go through the news here and get back to our top story that's really expanded. The DHS has denied racial overtones in white middle-class terrorist video. And, you know, I tell this story just to give an example of the power of this radio broadcast, the power of our websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And at the end of the day, the power of this audience. You are the engine. Sure, we do a lot of the research. You help us. We write the articles. We cut through the propaganda. We illustrate with historical context our points, and it has a huge effect. Every week or two now, we put out stories that end up being either the top story in the country or the top story in a area, a top story that then becomes an entire movement. And obviously, we were able to do that some in the past. Drudge Report carrying our material has turbocharged that. But I know a lot of you are radio listeners. You're talk radio listeners. That's why you listen. So you must be hearing this, too. I got up a little late this morning, 7 a.m. Kids and my wife were already up, went in, drank some coffee, had a little breakfast, and started scanning through the local AM dial. Heard the local morning show on 590 talking about the story and plugging Infowars.com. I then, this morning, was driving into work and listened to the same station and heard the next show talking about it. And I thought, let me just tune into a Dallas talk station. Tuned over, boom, talking about it. Didn't have time, was making some cell phone calls to listen to other stations. That, ladies and gentlemen, is having an effect. And Infowars.com with DrudgeReport.com and this audience, that synergy together is absolutely dynamic. Plus, the news is incredible. And it is a great responsibility. You know, I've got Watson writing an article, and even the Texas Power Commission and others agreed with us in our analysis. The White House responded earlier in the year during the rolling blackouts in Texas and other states from the cold weather because we don't have the power plants we need for the growing population. And we have the studies showing that EPA carbon tax policies that have already been in place for 10 years, the increasing policies put in by Obama in the last two, were triggering that. And the White House responded to us, the White House Communications Director at whitehouse.gov. And it's the same thing with the rolling heat and the blackouts. And Enron got caught doing this in California in 99, 2000, 2001, because they can then charge you more for less energy. It's part of training you under austerity to pay more for less, okay? And that's their model. So I'm going to be getting into that as well. But that's another big report we need to get out. I'm going to continue to go over the news because I haven't scratched the surface yet of the news. And I want to get into some inflation news as well. There's an article by Big Gold, Jeff Clark, that we've got linked and posted at Infowars.com that shows better than I have. Sometimes I'll come in with a few Zimbabwe notes or old Deutsche Marks and say, you know, here's a $1 billion mark. This could only buy a loaf of bread at the end, or here's a Zimbabwe $1 trillion note. But they've showed just, I don't know, it's got to be 15 or so different currencies in the last 100 years that have been completely devalued down to nothing. And we know that's where this is going. I mean, listen, we are informed politically and do make a lot of really complex, incredible calls on what's going to happen. I mean, some of this is really nuanced and has so much information integrated into decisions I make and calls that I make on issues that I don't even know how I completely come to the realization of it. There's so much information integrated that it takes hours of just sitting there in a chair with a pad of paper going over the points in my mind to understand how I know this stuff. I mean, it's like somebody who's been driving a race car, you know, a NASCAR for 20 years. You know, it's just absolutely second nature, and they can't tell you how they do it. I mean, you know, but things like knowing that they are going to hyperinflate the currency down to nothing, that is an absolute foregone conclusion now. The question is the time frame. And when you talk about the devastation economically, financially, socially, the crime, the hellishness of what the private central banks have maneuvered us into. You see, the dollar lost 97%, according to Congressional Budget Office, of its value from 1913 with the Federal Reserve. Did you know from the 1790s right through until 1913, this country had negative inflation? Sometimes it was a little inflation, or then it was stagnant, or then they would have deflation, but it was basically about a half a point negative. So a dollar in 1820 was worth about the same as a dollar, because it was gold and silver backed, in 1920, 100 years later. Okay? Now, since 1913, with the Federal Reserve taking over, they've now taken over all of society through fraud, and now they want to destroy what's left of society so they can consolidate it. They've taken over all the major institutions, bought it all up, unlimited money, that we then pay interest on to give them. Here's trillions now. We also pay you interest to give you trillions. We're your slaves. It's total fraud. You just got to say, I'm not a slave anymore. I see your fraud. It's over, Bernanke. You can tell me your fiat notes, debt-based monetary system is good, and is money, and gold isn't. That's like telling me that, a bucket of vomit is good to drink, but crystal clear mountain spring water isn't. Okay, well, I'm going to drink the mountain spring water, Bernanke, the gold, the silver. You can have the bucket of rotten vomit, okay? Because it's worse than rotten vomit. I mean, this is poison. This is cyanide. He's telling us a bucket of cyanide is good. And I'm saying, no, crystal clear mountain spring water. And then the media is like, well, you're a conspiracy theorist. You want mountain spring water instead of cyanide? Whoa. This guy's crazy. From 1913 until now. Actually, in 1913 till about 2009, or I guess October 2008, but almost 2009, 97%, Ron Paul's written reports on this, so is the Congressional Budget Office, as I mentioned, 97% of the dollar's value was lost, but it was done over 90 years plus. And so it wasn't as easy to notice. But, you know, in 1913, you could walk in with a quarter, and you could go into a diner and get a three-course meal, coffee, tea, a piece of pie, buy your buddy a cup of coffee, a quarter. By the 1960s, you could get the cup of coffee for the quarter. Now the cup of coffee is $2, if you're lucky. You see what's happening? And that's even with companies and businesses cutting back their profit and selling you the coffee at almost what it cost them. Because they got employees, they got government bureaucracy to pay for. The taxes are up, the bureaucracy's up, and their profit's less. And this is across the board. So the real free market and productivity, it shrinks while the false banker parasite government system just grows and grows. In fact, it was out in the news yesterday. Government jobs exploding in the federal government, not at the state level. Oh, that implosion's begun. And they'll implode the feds later, too. This is a gradual thing. But private sector jobs, massive layoffs in the last month, intensifying. In fact, since I got into this now, Jaron, will you pull up the article? It's up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. 1,000 Pictures is Worth One Word by Jeff Clark at Big Gold. Because I want to show people who are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. If you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com. It's there on the main page. And I'm going to read over this, then I'll get into our big top story that is one of the biggest stories in the country right now. 1,000 pictures is worth one word. And it goes on to say, in spite of constant headlines about debt and deficits, most Americans don't really believe the U.S. dollar will collapse. From knowledgeable investors who studied the markets to those seemingly too busy to worry about such things, most dismiss the idea of dollar actually going to zero. Folks, if it even loses another half of its value in just the next few years, it'll be absolute devastation. And most economists and historians are saying it may go to near zero. Do you understand the unmitigated nightmare? I mean, I am bracing myself. I'm looking at actually, well, I'm not going to get into it. I mean, building a fortress, because In fact, I'm not looking at it. I've got to do it. I'm so busy fighting here. I know my family's not safe. I've already run to the countryside in preparation for this. And so have all the other people who are aware of what's going on. So have government people. That's on record. You know, rich moving to the country, building armored compounds. Why do you think? And this could still be partially reversed. You see, instead it's going to be accelerated, and then the very people that orchestrated it, they're going to be in charge of the next solution and being our protectors. And if we get too uppity, terrorists just blew up a building, we found a passport. I mean, folks, if we don't wake up, they're going to win, and they are going for broke. They've committed so many crimes, the social engineers have, and the private banking cartels, that they've got to go all the way. Do you understand that? They've created, conservatively, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times more derivative fiat, fraudulent debt instruments than exist real assets in the world. They did this to take over. They have taken over. But if a guy comes to your house and says, at gunpoint, I'm going to get over there, I'm tying you up, and I'm going to rape your wife, just because he has a gun and has taken over your society doesn't mean he has a right to do it. And we're going to have to gut up, and even if he ends up shooting us, fall down and grovel and act like we're scared and then grab the gun away. By the way, I'm not just talking. I've actually done that growing up in Dallas, a knife and a gun. Well, in one case, I didn't grovel. One time I did. The other time I just waited and grabbed the thing away. And, well, I'm not going to get into the rest of it. But it's in the police files in Dallas and Rockwall. The point is that you don't have a choice. I'm not going to sit here and watch my family raped, okay? I mean, this guy's going to get a fight. And he may even pump around into me. But I'm going to get that gun away while I'm juiced up on adrenaline. I'm going to blow your head off politically. I'm coming for you. I know the stakes, and I'm not backing off. You understand that? Now, continuing here, 1,000 pictures is worth one word. And I want to scroll through this for viewers. Radio listeners, go look at this article. The first thing they have is a Yugoslavian 10 billion dinar. A few years before hyperinflation struck there and the private central banks took over the area, because this is how they destroy you. It's how they destroy wealth. They come and pay for politicians to do this. And as they devalue the money, the bankers buy everything up. Then they hand you the inflated currency and all the horrible things that come with it. Previously, 10 billion dinar was worth the equivalent of more than $10 million in the United States at the time. By the time they were done with the 10 billion dinar, you couldn't buy a weekend vacation with it. And it goes over that. So we're giving you examples here of what happens, how this inflation happens for a while, then suddenly it explodes. They've announced they are going to go into QE3. And that's why suddenly gold and silver are going up. Not because they've gone up, because the dollar's going down. And again, we'll scroll down in that article, and I'll show you, if you're watching, these different currencies. There's the Yugoslavian $10 billion dinar. I guess by 93, you might have been able to go on a vacation for a day or two with that. 10 billion dinar. Here's another one. Zaire, 5 million Zaires, 1992. 5 million Zaires. That would get you a dinner. A few years before, that would have bought you the whole country. Venezuela, 10,000 bolivars, 2002. Again, before they inflated it, 10,000 bolivars would buy you a house. By the time they were done, couldn't buy you a broken-down Pinto. Ukraine, 10,000 of their currency, 1995. Continuing, here's Turkey, 1997, 5 million lira. Yeah, you know, previously that would buy you palaces and whatever else you wanted, but by the time they were done, 5 million lira wouldn't buy you a junk car. Continuing, Russia, 10,000 rubles. Before the Soviet Union collapsed, 10,000 rubles, you could live like a king for a year. By 1992, 10,000 rubles, you couldn't pay your bills for a week. Romania, 50,000 lira, 2001, couldn't buy dinner for it. 50,000. You know, in the 1970s, for $50,000, you could buy a house today on average that costs $500,000. I bought a brand new Mustang in college for $13,000. That same Mustang today is $40,000 or more. Central Bank of China, 10,000 CGU, 1947. Couldn't buy anything with it. Banco Central of Peru, 100,000 Intis, 1989. Couldn't buy dinner for it. Nicaragua, 10 million Cordobas, 1990. Couldn't buy squat with it. Hungary, 10 million Pingo, 1945. Worthless, like a Deutsche Mark. Greece, 25,000 drachmas, 1943. Worthless, couldn't buy anything with it. Germany, a $1 billion mark in 1923, would not buy you a loaf of bread. It took a wheelbarrow of billion-dollar marks to buy the loaf of bread. There's a bunch of other examples of this. That's where we're going by design.
Don't call my name out your window.
All right, finishing up here with an example of devalued currencies. It gets to the really bad ones at the bottom of the article at Big Gold by Jeff Clark, also at Infowars.com. Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. And I actually was mailed some of these by listeners multiple times. I had a $1 trillion one, and I had a $10 trillion one. This copy here says, I promise to pay to the person that presents this note $100 trillion. And by 2007, this was in 2006, you couldn't even get a hotel room for that, the news was reporting. You couldn't buy anything of value with $100 trillion Zimbabwean money. And again, it doesn't need to get to that point to be devastating. I mean, you know, inflation's already killing people on fixed incomes, folks on Social Security. And the government says there's no inflation. There's no inflation. Everyone knows there is. People are getting their pay cut while inflation goes up. And just in our operations, we are reaching 3-4 times what we were reaching just 2 years ago. And before the Depression came 3 years ago, as audience went up, our revenue went up. Well, our revenue is flat, even though our audience has exponentially grown. What do you think's happened to all the rest of the media? Well, they're going bankrupt, whose audiences have become fractured, and they've got less audience in this dead economy. Can you imagine what other media is going through? Well, we know. They got secret Federal Reserve money, hundreds of billions of dollars domestically to, quote, thousands of publications, TV programs, and networks. Thousands of different subsidiaries, media outlets, hundreds of millions directly to MSNBC. You wonder why MSNBC comes out and says, if you don't like government health care, you hate black people. You wonder why they come out and attack the family, attack everything decent. That is a total U.S. government mouthpiece. You want to hear what the government has to say to you? Watch MSNBC. I mean, it is just brazen, absolute lies, race pimping, race division, wrapped in we're liberals and love everybody. And are they investigated? No, News Corp is. Because News Corp plays a very dangerous double game. They play both sides of the awake free masses and the collectivist. They play both sides. Now, I haven't even gotten into our top story yet, and we've got a guest coming on for 30 minutes or so, I will keep them longer. There's just too much news, but they've got a really important subject coming up. We'll keep it about 40 after or so. And then I will get into the top story, and then Bob Chapman's joining us. But the good news is I heard local talk radio and Dallas talk radio this morning covering my own story better than I did. They actually read Paul Watson's article on air on all three shows I heard, two local Austin, one Dallas. I actually heard them reading Infowars.com and going, we've checked the links. It's true. Yeah, here's the MIAC report, Homeland Security. Ron Paul's the number one threat along with returning veterans, gun owners, conservatives, white people. And this video shows that they're rebranding the American people as Al-Qaeda. This is a Homeland Security, domestic security force, Stasi takeover. All the callers agreeing. Wow. Wow, have the globalists miscalculated. It's one thing to brand Al-Qaeda and the scary brown people and sell folks on, yeah, get them, take their rights. As soon as the public I don't care what color you are. Figure out that the government's trying to use all this on the American people. It's over. It's over for you. Your little tool of staging terror is over. And Breitbart, Daily Mail, Fox News all quoted our article and Breitbart and contacted DHS and said, is this really your video showing 98% of the 10-minute video of white people being terrorists and minorities reporting them? Did you really make this? DHS said, yeah, it's ours. But we deny it's racial. Of course it's racial. They're done teaching everybody that brown people are terrorists. Now we got to learn that the white people are terrorists. Only Big Sis can be trusted when she's the real terrorist.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into hour number two. I want to get Janet Phelan, a great investigative journalist, on, who I heard on Dr. Stan Monteith, but she's on a cell phone. It's cutting out every other word. So we're going to try to get a better connection and see if we can get her on. But she's called these different bioweapons facilities all over the country. We've confirmed separately that they have level four weapons development in level three and even level two. And there's total thousands of these, but hundreds of level four in level three facilities. And I want to get her on, but it's just an issue. So we'll see what happens with that. Yeah, here's one of the notes I've been mailed. Here's a $100,000 Republic of Argentina note. And just 15 years ago, their currency was worth more than the dollar. But after the private banksters came in and took over their country, within just a four-year period, they devalue their currency down to almost absolute zero. I mean, it's not like Zimbabwe where, you know, there's $100 trillion notes to try to get a hotel room for the night. You know, this is $100,000 to be able to rent a room for a week. But the $100,000 was worth more than $100,000. I mean, you could buy a couple fancy cars for it at the time and rent a house for 6 months. Not anymore. And this is where... this is where we are going as a society, and I covered some of that in the last hour. I haven't gotten into all the big economic news yet. I will get to that. Bob Chapman, of course, with his weekly visit, joining us, is going to be coming up, really getting into that in more detail. Also, I want to get into Grassley says there's a DOJ cover-up and Fast and Furious investigation. Well, they've been caught. Now the FBI and DEA have been admitted that they've been basically ordered to be part of this shipping guns to Mexico, but also to cartels inside the U.S. I mean, this makes Watergate look like Nixon was some type of choir boy. I mean, this is so hardcore, shipping guns to gangs the government controls to knock out their competition in the drug trade. That's really what's going on. And as a side dessert, blaming the Second Amendment, and they don't care they've been caught. They're going ahead with it and saying, outside of law, gun shops now do whatever the ATF tells them to do. You'll do whatever we say. We'll tell you how many guns you can sell. We'll tell you who you can sell them to. We're going to start putting people on a no-buy list. Doesn't matter if there's no convictions. When you call to do the NICS check, you're just not going to get a gun, as White House Chief of Staff, now Chicago mob boss Rahm Emanuel, called for 2 years ago. So it is just absolutely stunning, the information that we've got on that front. We're also going to get into the heat wave and the fact that one reason power prices are going up all over the country. In fact, will you guys pull me that London Telegraph article where prices set to double in the next 3 years in England because of carbon prices on power? So not only, same thing here, you're paying more for power, and they won't let you build new power plants, so when it goes to peak times in the winter or peak times in the summer, then your power gets cut off, and they have control blackouts and people die en masse. I have a large stack of reports on that. New York suffers rolling blackouts. Heat dome covers 1 million square miles. It is true the jet stream is basically completely stalled over the United States, and that's happened before. DTE begins rotating blackouts in Detroit. many summer school students going without AC. And see, people say, well, in the 50s, we had to do that. Yeah, but if you ever went, were in school in Dallas in kindergarten, I was in Margaret Sanger, eugenics and named school there in Dallas. And they had air conditioning, but sometimes it wasn't working. And the whole side of the building was windows that opened completely up. They put fans in there, and they'd open the doors up, and it would circulate through the building. The buildings were long, so they opened windows on this side and that side, so no matter which way the wind was blowing, you got that breeze, you see. But no, now they're in government buildings that don't have windows.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In England, they admit it. And later in the hour, I'm going to get into it, that green initiative rules for carbon taxes in the next 3 years will double power prices in the UK. We build three new coal power plants a year here in the United States. China builds three a week. They have cheap power. They can industrialize. We are rotting. This is part of the post-industrial world that the UN, Maurice Strong, Ted Turner, all of them have talked about, the White House science czar, John P. Holdren. And in the process, General Electric is tax-free because they write the rules, just like Google and Goldman Sachs and the rest of them. And they run the EPA and get waivers where they can build or service plants, coal plants, but all their competition can't. And so you're going to have your prices continue to go up, and you're going to have more blackouts. It's like a third world country. Ceausescu in Romania could have provided power to the people. He did it as a tool of control. The Russians didn't have to have folks lined up begging for sausages. It was about being totally dependent on the state. Chavez has plenty of power. It's come out, he cuts power to train you that he controls your life. This is what it's like to live in an authoritarian society. Okay? Control freaks enjoy you not being wealthy and not being strong. Now, I'm also going to get into DHS denies racial overtones in white middle class terrorist video. They responded to Breitbart, Fox News, the Daily Mail, to our story that broke yesterday and was the number six largest story, according to Alexa, on the web yesterday. It's even bigger today. Every talk radio show I've tuned into is talking about it and giving InfoWars.com credit. That's great because more folks will come and find the truth of what's going on at InfoWars.com. We're going to be going over that report more. Here's Fox News. DHS video characterizes terrorists as white Americans. Here's the Mail. Who does Homeland Security think poses the greatest risk? Video portrays white middle class as the most likely terrorist. Here's Breitbart says they contacted Homeland Security. They confirmed it was their video. Kind of like when we got the MIAC report saying returning veterans are the number one terrorist. People couldn't believe it for a week. Even Ron Paul couldn't believe it. And Homeland Security said, no, Alex does have a real classified document. Of course I did. You think we make anything up here? Now, she'll be with us about 40 after. I could have her for 10 hours, but I got to get to all the other news. I haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg here, but I know truth when I hear it. And here's the problem. I do all this research late night, every night. Everything I heard her say was absolutely true and more. And I'm driving down the highway listening to her a couple days ago on Dr. Stan Monteith's Genesis show. It comes on like 4 or 5. And I'm driving around doing an errand, listening to about 20 minutes. Janet Phelan, who's an investigative journalist, and boy, she's been through a lot for covering this, but everything she said is admitted. But the point is nobody's really put it together. I remember that they set up BioShield after the staged anthrax attacks that were admittedly a U.S. government super strain launched by them, not made in a bathtub, as they'd said. And it's now come out they framed the fourth guy they killed in custody. That just came out on Monday. But to make a long story short, there are several thousand, quote, level two biolabs. There are tens of thousands of what they call level one security parameters. There are reportedly hundreds of level fours. But the point is you get different numbers from different agencies. Now, a level four has weaponized Ebola, airborne, hemorrhagic fevers, things that kill 99% of anyone that comes in contact. If it gets out, you're talking about billions of dead. And I can pull up the mainstream news articles. Billions. Billions. Billions with a B. They're telling you about Al-Qaeda's going to kill you all day. Got a better chance of being killed by a honeybee sting. We posted that in our article yesterday that went viral with major universities breaking it down. Peanut allergies, deer jumping in front of your car, many times more likely lightning strikes than being killed by Al-Qaeda. Let's say Al-Qaeda's real. It isn't, but the point is, they're telling you that everybody's got to freak out and get ready for mass plagues to be released or Al-Qaeda to hit us. Meanwhile, when the hurricane a few years ago destroyed Galveston, destroyed more than half the city, I mean, building's gone, they have a level 4 bioweapons lab. They call it a BioShield research defense facility, but it's been admitted, the Baltimore Sun and other publications, a bioweapons lab. But I'm going to go to her and let her break down her phone calls and her research and her articles where she's tried to track all this down and she gets different stories. But here's the big issue. At hundreds and hundreds of level 3s that just have the regular anthrax and things and the non-weaponized Ebola and things like that, at the level 3s, they have level 4s. And I've seen reports in Galveston that the University of Texas Research Facility that's on the water and was really almost destroyed by the hurricane, what, 2-3 years ago, they get hit all the time, that facility is really a level 2.5. Folks, a level 3 is underground with air seals and containment. A level 4 is 3 levels down with 3 barbed wire fences around it with landmines, and you have to have security personnel with mounted heavy weapons, heavy machine guns. If you enter the facility one level, you are killed immediately. Electrified fences. Okay. The point is, the government's run by eugenicists that talk about how they want to kill and get rid of most of us. They're making it sexy on dramas and TV shows everywhere about the world after humans and how great it's going to be. They're telling you that naturally this stuff's going to be released. There's a history of governments releasing bioweapons, testing stuff on kids, Tuskegee, the list goes on and on. So the point is, there are level 4 mouse pox that'll kill 99% of humans they come in contact with. That's even mainstream news. In level 3 facilities that aren't even level 3. And she's gone over the numbers. And when I heard her, it was like, I remember that. Because this is something we don't talk more about. So I give you Janet Phelan. And I'll also tell you about her website. It's janetphelan.com, investigative journalist whose articles have appeared in the Los Angeles Times, the San Bernardino County Sentinel, the Santa Monica Daily Press, the Long Beach Press Telegram, Owie Magazine, the America's Bulletin, Sovereign Mind. She's done countless radio shows, TV. I can't go over her whole bio because of time. But I wanted to preface this, that they're telling you give up all your rights, Al-Qaeda may kill you. Meanwhile, they're building them all over the country in the middle of major cities and rural areas and on coastlines. Level 4 bioweapons labs that have been built in the last 8 years all over the place in level 3s and 2s. Janet, you've got the floor for the next 30 minutes or so. Break down your research and what you've discovered in this area.
Yes, thank you, Alex. I first got interested in researching issues surrounding bioweapons because of some very strange verbiage in the U.S. Patriot Act. As we know, the U.S. Patriot Act was rushed into law. Most of Congress didn't read it following the attacks of September 11th. So embedded in the U.S. Patriot Act is a very strange section, which is Section 817, the expansion of the biological weapons statute. Now, in the statute, they have basically violated and nullified the International Bioweapons Treaty that the U.S. signed in 72. And although a lot of the verbiage in 817 mirrors this Biological Weapons Convention, which is the international treaty, there's a caveat which basically is kind of a giving the finger to the international community. And in the caveat, they're saying, and I'm going to read it right here, whoever knowingly violates this section shall be fined as provided in this title, imprisoned not more than 10 years or both, but the prohibition contained in this section shall not apply with respect to any federally authorized United States governmental activity. So after, you know, passing into law through 817, how you can go to jail and you can't be stockpiling and transporting these weapons, they say, well, if we do it, you can't do anything about it. Now,
well, they claim if it's for research and defense, it's okay. And even the Baltimore Sun, as you know, 8 years ago admitted it is a weapons program. The headline was thousands of gallons of liquid death, if I remember. And also U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, that goes back to the mid-90s, says we can't test chemical, biological, radiological on you secretly without consent unless it's for research. Go ahead.
Well, research is a very very problematic term, because what kind of research? Is it defensive research or is it weapons research? And how would we know? Now, when I spoke with the CDC a couple of weeks ago about these they're called biosafety lab level threes and fours, I was very disturbed at what amounted to disinformation being given by the CDC. I spoke with Lori Bain, who's up there on the food chain, and also the press officer named Von Robeck. And they tried to convince me that there were six biosafety lab level fours within the United States. Well, if one starts researching this simply on the internet, you're going to find a whole lot more. So I confronted Ms. Bain and Mr. Robeck. I said, well, what about Galveston? You know, what about...
I have the L.A. Times from 8 years ago saying that Bush was funded 36 of them.
Well, you know, we're finding them everywhere. Now, I found a couple on a military basis, BSL-4s on military basis, and I found them by looking at the curriculum vitae's of a couple of architects who say, oh, yeah, I built a BSL-4 at Dugway. I built a BSL-4 at Aberdeen Proving Ground. Well, according to the CDC, you ask them these questions, they go, I just don't feel comfortable asking that. So they're insisting there's six. You confront them with evidence there's more, and they fall silent. They don't.
All right, Janet, stay there. We're going to break, going to come back. And I want you to walk through where these are and your research that I've confirmed separately. You're right. They've got level fours in level threes and two and a halves. We'll be right back on the other side. Stay with us. The federal government is now announcing, so are European governments, that they want all cars to have remote control systems in them for your safety. It will take control of the car if the car senses you've done something dangerous. And Google's just gotten approval for Google cars in Arizona to be on the roads. Danny Jawinko, the demolition expert, who concluded on national television and in many programs that the Building 7 was a controlled demolition, his car magically ran off the road while coming home from church and ran into a pylon. And you wait, when they make everybody have remote control cars, they can already rig them. That's going to be their favorite way of killing folks. Sad issue. Just thought I'd report that. I mean, he might have just had a heart attack and driven off the road. He wasn't that old, though. Going back to Janet Phelan, investigative journalist, written for the LA Times, you name it. This is a short segment, long segment coming up with our guest. So I'm going to try to sit back and shut up. I just want folks to know what you found is true, because I've done the research as well. Just you've been calling them and getting the runaround about these level four and level threes all over the country in the middle of cities, small towns. And they're not even telling anybody what's right next to them. How long until this stuff gets out? Please continue.
Right. Well, the issue really is here. Though there are several issues. One of the primary issues is, are they doing defensive or offensive research? Now, we see where this 817 of the U.S. Patriot Act, the expansion of the biological weapons statute, essentially gave the U.S. government a blank check. They are not accountable. If you look at the International Biological Weapons Convention, you're going to find another blank check. This International Biological Weapons Convention has no teeth. There is no investigatory body, and there is no way to basically no international bodies to assign penalties. So basically, the BWC folks show up in Geneva every 5 years. They pat each other on the back. Great job. We're containing all these biological weapons. They have no way of researching if biological warfare is actually being done, which is essentially what they're trying to inhibit through the BWC. They're trying to inhibit the development and stockpiling of these weapons. But they have no means whatsoever to check this out.
Now, but let's talk about what level fours will do to you if they get out. I mean, these things are more dangerous than nuclear weapons, and they're just proliferating everywhere.
They are proliferating, and we don't know how many there are. The CDC is actively inhibiting this information from getting out. They actually, I'll say it, they lied. You know, they basically lied to me about these BSL-4s, and when I confronted them with what I found, they said, well, for national security reasons, we don't feel comfortable on commenting whether there's a BSL-4 in Galveston. We don't feel confident. We don't feel, you know, comfortable commenting on whether there's a BSL-4 in Montana. We just don't want to talk about it. So they're inhibiting this information. Now, the question as to whether there is offensive research being done. There is a project that was established a number of years ago called the Sunshine Project that was basically attempting to provide some sort of oversight and review and investigation.
It's out of Austin, Texas. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So there was a report that came out a bit ago by Edward Hammond, who was the director of the Sunshine Project. And what he found is that the oversight mechanisms, which means there has to be like committees there at these bioweapons labs to oversee what's going on, the committees don't meet. The committees don't review. The committees are there in name only, and there isn't any review going on. And furthermore, Edward Hammond found out that there was unauthorized research with select agents that had not been approved going on at these labs. So we don't have anybody watching what's going on. Now, this takes us to the issue of the possibility that the government is developing bioweapons and stockpiling them. Now, several years ago, I was fortunate enough to be traveling across country with a truck driver who had a delivery to make at Sierra Army Depot, which is up in California. It's up about 70 miles above Reno. I was admitted into the base, although not through any particular gate. But the trucker who had a security clearance told me very clearly that that they used to have nukes there at Sierra Army Depot, but now they just have these big vats of liquid. Now, that would most likely be biological or chemical weapons. So I started doing some more research on government military bases and whether or not there was...
Well, Janet, stay there. I mean, they admit Level 4 bioweapons labs have the super weaponized stuff. And all they do is label a offensive program as a research program. Again, you got to pull up the Baltimore Sun article. Thousands of gallons of liquid death from like 8 years ago. We're going to break this down the other side. We are back live. We could not be talking about a more important issue with our investigative journalist friend. And we're going to be going back to Janet Phelan here in just a moment. Speaking of chemical, biological, radiological weapons, in the United States, 70% of the population roughly has been forcibly medicated since the 1950s. They admit that sodium fluoride gives you a sevenfold increase in brain cancer and causes hundreds of other degenerative diseases, part of the little gift that the psychopaths running things give us. They also add hundreds of other deadly chemicals, including radioactive isotopes, since we've been covering that now all over the country. Local news is saying we did test the water. There's 10 times, 30 times, 50 times, hundreds of times safe levels of uranium. But funny, it's not in the well water. We don't know where it's coming from. It's mixed in with the sodium fluoride on record. We've had Dr. Conant on and others with the footnotes in his book how they do it, where they mine it. The same place they get the fluoride and the phosphate is where they get the uranium. And it's all part of just doing something so incredible, you wouldn't be able to believe it, even if they admitted it. Speaking of that, ladies and gentlemen, I filter all of my water. And when I'm on the road, I filter my water. And I don't like using the cheap plastic bottles with bisphenol A. And I found this EcoVessel type that I think is the best out there, made in America, stainless steel. It's got InfoWars.com embossed on it. And your purchase supports the broadcast. Amazing, made in America, insulated filter. What does it do, like 100 gallons or something? 100% recyclable, BPA-free, and made from the highest quality 18/8 stainless steel. It's designed for your safety, ease of use and convenience. And just fill it up with the chemical weapon water, and it doesn't get it all out. Some things it gets it all out. You can put swamp water in here and drink it, but it reduces the chemical weapon load. You wonder why folks got gray skin or green skin, you know. People really look unhealthy, and why folks are zombies and cancer's doubled in the last 10 years and things. The biggest, it's not just the GMO food and the vaccines. It's the water. It's in the water. Don't drink the water. And this is a great portable unit available at InfoWars.com. We've also got a special running to the end of the month. The best deal we have ever offered. They just get better and better because we know the economy's in free fall and our mission is to get the word out. And you can get free Jason Burmes' great film, The Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, free Mark Dice's Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True book, free when you get two films for $19.95, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, and, of course, The Order of Death that are on one DVD, two films, getting into the globalist and occult activities. Bohemian Grove's going on right now while we're offering the special the month of July. You can get two films for $19.95 on one DVD, and then get free the book and the other full-length feature, incredible film, one of our best. I produced it and worked on it a lot, but Burmes directed it. Great film, Invisible Empire. A free book, free film, and then two films, $19.95. So three films and a book for $19.95 is what it comes up to. InfoWars.com, it's the Bohemian Grove special, and it will end in T-minus 8 days, or what is it, 9 days. At InfoWars.com, and your purchase of the books, the videos, the materials, and your support of the sponsors does make this broadcast and what we're doing here possible. September 1st, we will be launching the new nightly TV show. We're looking at 7 p.m., streamed at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's going to be focused, power-packed for 30 minutes. We're going to start having probably weekly special hour-long reports as well at PrisonPlanet.tv, and many other things are nearing completion here. Thanks to your support, we are intensifying the effort against the globalist. Going back to Janet Phelan. Janet, I know you're a journalist, right, for the LA Times, you know, Telegram, you name it. So you're very conservative, you know, about what you cover, but I'm just telling you, that's why I heard you on radio. I knew it was all true what you were saying, and I really wanted to get you on that because you've been calling him, getting names, getting different stories, different runarounds from him. My point is, it's actually under Bush and BioShield, announced in 2002. It said 36 level 4 bioweapons labs. It mentioned Galveston. It mentioned San Antonio. They're moving Plum Island, what, into Missouri?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it's all semantical. Yeah, I mean, it's like Obama calls Libya, says it's not a war, but it is a war. So they say bioweapons research for defense, but they're brewing it up and developing the worst stuff imaginable. So let's talk about, from your research, what's in a level 4, where we know they are, because I heard you on Monteith going right through the different numbers of the thousands of total labs, how many are level 3, how many are level 4, where some of these are, where they're building new ones.
Right. Well, the CDC maintains that there are around 250 level 3s. However, according to documents that were filed in terms of a lawsuit that was fronted by Tri-Valley Cares, which is an anti-nuclear group out in California, the DOJ and the Department of Energy have admitted to over 1,300 of these level 3s. So who's telling the truth here? The important issue, I think, is to translate what's going on in the lab to stockpiles on military bases. If we are only doing defensive research, why do we have Aberdeen Proving Ground? We have a Soldier Biological Chemical Command there. We have one at Blue Cross. We have another one at Jefferson Proving Ground. We have another one here at Rock Island site, Rocky Mountain Arsenal. It goes on and on and on. So the question becomes, How can they maintain that there's defensive research going on when we have military bases that are stockpiling these things? This obviously, if they're on military bases, we're assuming that we've got a weapons stash.
Well, of course it's a weapons program. The U.S. has the biggest biological chemical weapons program on Earth, dwarfing the Russians. That's always been on record. They just claim, as you point out, since that treaty, that now it's all defensive research. But they call the Defense Department the Defense Department. We all know, I mean, obviously, it's the Imperial Banker Army. But looking at this, we saw Fukushima and TEPCO and the Japanese government. We now know 5 of the 6 reactors blew up, 3 completely melted down, each one bigger than Chernobyl, massive radiation raining down. EPA just raises the level of isotopes, in some cases 100,000 times. They now say is safe what they previously didn't. That's all on record. And so we see a Fukushima, you know, who builds a 6-reactor complex on a huge fault line where tsunamis come in and then stores the spent fuel rods, 644,000, on top of the reactors, which were then ejected up to 1.5 miles away. Well, forget Fukushima. We've got level 4 in level 3 facilities all over the country. And where hurricanes come in, like Galveston, I mean, what is going on with the ruling class? What is the issue with these people? Because it's only a matter of time until not just our government, but the Israelis, the South Africans, the Chinese, the Russians, they're all doing it. What was it, 6 years ago, they put out online, a university in Australia, how to design a human mouse pox that kills 99% of humans, and they put the easy recombinant calculation online. I'm sure you saw that. I mean, I think they're just getting ready to claim that there's an accident for their population reduction.
Well, I think that there may be something else at play here, Alex. I want to mention very briefly that I have applied to the United Nations for press credentials to attend the BWC, the Biological Weapons Convention, which takes place only every 5 years. So this December in Geneva, Switzerland, the guys are meeting again to slap each other on the back, saying, aren't we doing such a good job in freeing the world from biological weapons? And I want to make sure that they are advised as to the multiple violations going on by the United States. Now, what concerns me...
I'm sure they don't know. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'm sure they... Well, you know, I applied for these press credentials 2 months ago. They haven't responded yet. So I'm going to have to become a little more insistent here. So what really concerns me... Well, basically two things. You know, if we have an quote-unquote accidental release, and something like Marburg or Ebola, for which there is no known cure, then we have, you know, an international crisis. Another scenario is that there is going to be an intended and selective release. Now, I'd like to bring up very briefly, ABC News just carried the story that Janet Napolitano over at the Department of Homeland Security is concerned that these dangerous terrorists have infiltrated the Water Department, and she is citing the possibility of an attack through the water system.
That's right. The light Al-Qaeda, she says, anyone writing, he actually said, writing on paper, taking photographs, talking on a cell phone, or typing on a BlackBerry or iPhone, who is white, and this is now national news, it shows women in shopping malls running in terror. If you're writing on a piece of paper, you just run screaming, ah! But let's not worry about the 36 level 4 bioweapons labs.
Well, I just want to bring to light here, because Janet Napolitano is basically releasing now concerns that I have been stating for years are absolutely valid. I wrote the article "Water as a Weapon" back in 2007, and I've written some other issues concerning this. And without going into a whole lot of detail, because people can find this article online, what our government, the dangerous terrorists that Janet Napolitano is citing within our government have done, is to put mixing capabilities on the main lines in water systems throughout the United States. And what these, you can look at the blueprints online, you can go to Homeward Bound, that's another article.
I've seen this myself. They put little jackports in where they can selectively hit certain neighborhoods. I talked to a pretty high-level Republican, and he agreed to come on. He's actually been on over a decade ago, but then he got freaked out and got threatened. He worked in Singapore, and talked about how they selectively drug and chemicalize certain neighborhoods and test, and then he wouldn't come on the show and talk about it.
Yes, they do, but the way they have this set up, Alex, is they can selectively hit particular houses through this double line water system. Now, you know, I ask anyone who's listening to the show to look at the article, Water is a Weapon, look at Homeward Bound, and explain to me what is the necessity to have mixing capabilities on the main line, because this way we're not talking about an quote-unquote accidental release that might kill, you know, untold millions of people. We are talking about an intentional and selective program. Now, I went ahead and called after I saw this little segment on ABC News. I went ahead and called the Department of Homeland Security last night, and I said, you know, Ms. Napolitano was absolutely right.
You were able to get him on the phone. We've tried. Wow.
Well, I didn't get through to somebody in a position of power. It was a little bit late in the day, but I'm going to call back after this show because she's absolutely right. There are dangerous terrorists, anti-Americans inside the water department. They are engineers. They are contractors. And they are the people who have set up this double line water system. And I would be glad to give her some names because I have been researching this for a number of years. I have had contact with city water engineers. I've had contact with a city attorney, and I can name names of people who are inhibiting.
Ma'am, your phone is muffled there for just a moment. You know, the issue here is it came out with the Shah of Iran and others. One of their favorite things to do is throw a couple of plutonium pellets in your seat, your car. They'll sew them in. It'll fry you in just a few months. Then they go in and remove them later, or they just ignore it. No one ever finds them. This is called a soft kill weapon, and they're already putting things in our water. Are you familiar with the fact that they mine all the major sodium fluoride deposits out of phosphate mines where they mine the uranium, and that every major water supply that has fluoride has uranium added?
Absolutely, and I think this fluoride issue, you know, needs to be seen for exactly what it is. Fluoride dulls the hippocampus. It makes people sort of dazed and confused, and I look at this as sort of a 1-2 punch. You know, you daze them with the sodium fluoride, and then you come in for the kill. Now, we did see in Germany in the 30s and 40s where the concentration camps, the residents of the concentration camps got fluoridated water, courtesy of IG Farben.
That was in the Nuremberg trials, and then our government said, this is great, bring it over here. That is mainline history that the Nazis put fluoride in the water.
Absolutely. So now we not only have it in the water, a lot of the soft drinks have sodium fluoride. A lot of the psychiatric medicines like Prozac are absolutely drunk.
Are you kidding? Powdered eggs can have 300 parts per million under law. They're adding it to thousands of foods.
So we have our thinking, our rational thinking capabilities, our emergency response system, so to speak, individually has been disabled through these programs. And it makes people, you know, like, well, we don't see people rising up too much.
People keep saying, what's wrong with Americans? Why do the vets put up with a deal to take all of their death benefits on record and no one gets in trouble? Why are the banks, why are the states announcing that the banks are allowed to now steal houses they don't own? That's in Reuters today. Because they've drugged us with a chemical weapon and now they're brewing up airborne Ebola for us.
Well, we don't know. You know, I'll tell you something.
Well, actually, Dr. Eric Pianca at UT said that the airborne Ebola will be out soon. He looks forward to him and his family dying at UT. And then I had his graduate students send me hateful emails, who I later learned work in bioweapons, because I would look their name up and see them in a white lab coat working at government bases, and they'd say, the doctor is too liberal. Humans will all be exterminated. How dare you, scum? I'm telling you, they've got their people everywhere. It's like 12 monkeys.
Yes, I agree with that. And I think we specifically have to look at selective medicine mechanisms because, you know, these people don't really want to kill themselves. We have to look at vaccines. We have to look at any sort of pharmaceutical that, you know, is selective in terms of you get that prescription and you get something else. We have to look at the possibility of an attack, as Miss Napolitano so nicely clued us into, through the water system. We have to understand that there are populations at risk, and this is basically the message that I'm trying to bring here. So, in the meantime, when I get off this call, I'm going to call again to the Department of Homeland Security, and I'm going to ask them to basically set up a meeting with an agent. I'm going to turn over the blueprints that I have to multiple cities. I'm going to turn over the information that I have.
Because I'm sure Homeland Security doesn't know.
Well, you know,
it's good because there are a lot of low-level agents who aren't operatives, and they'll get slapped down, but they may start investigating on their own.
Well, Alex, you could call them right now from your show, and we could make this report on the air. And it would be a little harder to say, oh, that Janet Phelan, she's a conspiracy theorist.
Well, I know that there's, they said 8 years ago they were going to build 36 level 4 bioweapons labs, and they built them. And now we learn they've got at least 150 or more in level 3s. And now they've got level 3s and level 2s. And then they've got level 2s they call 3s that they've got 4s in. I mean, we're talking about stuff that will kill you and your family, 99% kill rate, weaponized Ebola, hemorrhagic fever, human mouse pox. You know what? That's a good idea, Janet. We should talk to you again in the next few days, and we should make a call on air to Homeland Security. But I've done this many, many times. Why don't you off air give us the numbers you have? Because I try to call in terror attack reports. You know, when I have witnesses that saw him get the underwear bomber on the plane, U.S. government agents, I called them. They wouldn't answer the phone. Later, it did come out. They admitted the government got him on the plane. But so I've got terror. I've tried to call. All right. Well, Janet, I'm glad that you're looking into the bioweapons labs. We should have a larger national debate about this. But from the different answers you got from government, we only got about a minute left here. From the different answers you got from different branches of government, the different people you talked to, you definitely got the runaround. But do we know how many level fours there are?
We don't know. They won't tell us. And when you ask them directly, they give you, they being the Center for Disease Control, who is in charge of tracking these, they give you false information. So, you know, I think that we do have dangerous people inside our government who mean us harm. And I think they are at pulse points of positions of power. And we need to basically... this needs to be reported to the people in Geneva, Switzerland, which is what I'm trying to do by getting credentials. And we also need to put a report on the record to the Department of Homeland Security.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, I would just say this here, and it's that looking at this, I mean, it's a fact they're building these. They have built them all over the country. They're moving Plum Island to the Midwest, which, you know, created Lyme's disease and released it, West Nile. I mean, these people are eugenicists, and they're into death, and we need to be aware of this is going on. This is the real threat to America. This is the real threat to the world. That we're being told all day that Al-Qaeda is going to get us, so, you know, give your rights up. And, of course, coming up in the next hour, we're going to have an absolute cornucopia of important news and information. The latest on the Oslo Norway blast targeting the Prime Minister's office, massive vehicle bomb report, people trapped, eyewitnesses, total chaos, helpers of the global jihad claim responsibility. I told you it'd be jihadis. And this is right as Europe says no to the banker takeover. Oh, look, terrorists hit you. Better do what the government says. We keep you safe. Man dresses police officer, opens fire. Now, reportedly, there's been shootings. In fact, we should have just shifted to this earlier. This is so big. At a summer camp also in Norway. 4 killed. And I guess this is white Al-Qaeda hitting again. We were told white Al-Qaeda was about to attack. We'll see if... Yeah, they say he was dressed like a cop. Help us, they yelled. 4 killed. The answer is get a Second Amendment there in Norway. BBC Live is covering it. We're going to be pretty much getting into this. I heard of getting off in the economy and bioweapons for the last 30, 40 minutes, but this is the big issue. Oslo explosion, live coverage. An explosion has damaged government buildings in Oslo, with injuries reported. The cause of the blast has not yet been ascertained, though they're saying it's a car bomb. 7 people killed by the bomb blast, 2 seriously injured. Police are saying they believe the person responsible for the bomb to be a foreigner, according to BBC. Well, they arrest you over there if you criticize foreigners. But the attacker in Utoya, now arrested, looked Norwegian. There you go. White Al-Qaeda hit, and hit hard. Right when they come out and say white Al-Qaeda is going to hit, and they show the white people, you know, with blue eyes in the headdresses, boom, they're hitting. See? They're rebranding. White Al-Qaeda is hitting. It goes on. Witnesses have managed to escape from the island, says a NRK reports on the spots that the perpetrator had a Norwegian look. He should be around 185 to 190 centimeters tall and have blonde hair. White Al-Qaeda? Told you white Al-Qaeda was coming. Told you they were going to announce it. Just like they have the underwear bomber. And the same day, they go, we just so happen to have the naked body scanners going in next week. That'll keep you safe. We ordered them a year ago. So white Al-Qaeda has hit. I told, oh my gosh, see, the next it'll be the veterans are going to start hitting.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're into the third hour. I'm multitasking on air. I'm calling Paul Joseph Watson right now. In fact, if I know Watson, he's probably already on it. They've announced that white Al-Qaeda is running around shooting people in Norway. You've got the bombing coinciding with it, right as they had the rollout of white Al-Qaeda in the last week and told you they were going to hit you. Right as the bankers implode Europe and get ready to implode the United States, they stage these provocateur events to make you rally around and worship them. Watson. Hey, Watson, are you there, buddy? Okay, I'm live on air right now. You're not punched up. I called you on my globalist tracking slave device iPhone that we're using to jack into the Matrix here. But obviously, look, we don't have the crew, but I'm asking listeners now as I ask you, because this is what really impresses people that aren't awake, who don't know the research. They do get impressed by precision predictions. Remember I said white Al-Qaeda would strike right as they fully imploded Europe? And that they would have a rollout of white Al-Qaeda starting with soft target shootings and bombings in Europe that would then move to the United States. And I've been predicting this, I don't know, for over a year now with exact precision because I was gauging their propaganda, their preparatory gaslighting of the public. So this is an absolute emergency, white Al-Qaeda attacking, shooting people. In Norway, coinciding with the car bomb. This is just absolutely off the charts. I believe this is the beginning of their beta testing, the rollout of white Al-Qaeda. And they're also, you know, going to have the rollout of Muslim extremists linking up with the white Al-Qaeda. They teach police that's returning veterans. They have all these TV shows like Homeland and others. They're all about the vets are going to join Al-Qaeda, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed vets. Anybody believes that? It's just beyond ridiculous. But the PSYOP is launching right as they get ready to fully implode the Depression. You know, I've always laid that out to you. In fact, I'll put you on speaker here, Watson. Watson, do you have any comments on that?
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Norwegian is from this shooting incident that's in a different part of the country, but they're saying it's related.
Of course they are. Look, I want to talk to you right now on air. We're going to call you back and put you up right as we get a Chapman, okay? But this is full red level emergency here. I mean, I just wish I was wrong. I tell you, this is bad news. And they've got actuaries on all of this. They probably even had computer algorithms knowing that there'd be responses to their white Al-Qaeda, and then they pull this. I tell you, we're in trouble, Watson. I'm going to call you back right now. I'm going to go to you and Chapman on the other side, okay?
All right,
we got to go full tilt boogie on this, Watson, all right?
Yeah.
All right, good job. I'll see you. Get him on the line. We're going to Bob Chapman here. We're going to break in about a minute and a half. Bob Chapman, former U.S. intelligence, a big silver and gold broker, biggest newsletter until he retired. Now he's back. Bob, white Al-Qaeda has hit and hit hard right after DHS rolled out that white Al-Qaeda is going to start attacking. I predicted they would hit soft targets in Europe first. And then move to the United States while the bankers implode things, as the White House advisors admit, terror attacks will help people rally around the bankers while they gang rape us.
I agree with that. And that is the reason why they have those kind of things. Are you speaking of what happened in Oslo?
Yeah, there's been a bombing by a white Al-Qaeda Easter bunny. He had the Lucky Charms elves with him. But also they're reporting a soft target shooting at this day camp. They love to target kids, folks. That's a, it's Operation Gladio.
Yeah, I saw that.
Blonde-haired Al-Qaeda hitting it hard.
Well, it's obviously another feint in a direction which will allow them to do the things that they want to do. And maybe it's a cover for the bankers, you know, the situation in Europe with Greece.
Well, stay there. Next, you're going to tell me that the bin Laden video wasn't real, even though they now admit the story was fake about the Situation Room and everything else. But
from his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. My gut told me this morning when the Oslo bombing took place that they were going to play a white Al-Qaeda card. And again, I'm so close to this. I study this so much. I've learned to watch their preparatory brainwashing that's designed for unconscious, very dumbed down Prozac fluoride heads. And so they always prep. Al-Qaeda's going to hit you. What do you do when they hit? We give our rights up. Now, that was going on before 9/11, and I was able to even call the target they were going to hit and who they would blame it on record. In fact, I taped it 2 months before 9/11. Well, I did it live and taped it, and I re-aired it on Access because it had been turned back in to randomly play, and it aired on the afternoon of September 11th, and we always had positive comments to the station. They had hundreds of threats because it was a 2.5-hour show where I said the government's going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden. Imagine, folks, on a 2-hour show, 4 to 6 p.m. in Austin, watching a TV show where I'm saying the government's going to blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on bin Laden. They thought it was live reporting. I was showing the World Trade Center, saying they're going to blow this up. I don't know how to explain. I just get thousands of data points and stream them in together. And God's supercomputer, we've all got one, and I'm able to predict what they're going to do. Now, I don't have the crew, the energy, the time, only because this will wake people up. For over a year, I've said, about 5 years, but in the last year, I said, now's the time. They're going to launch white Al-Qaeda attacks in Europe against soft targets, car bombs, shopping malls. They love to target kids, like Operation Gladio when the U.S. government blew up school buses and shot up schools and blamed it on the communist. I said, they're going to target kids, and I've said it over and over, and it will come when they're in the final phase of imploding each region. Well, even Sarkozy was in Reuters last night saying this is a Marshall Plan, an IMF takeover of Europe. This is great. They have designed this whole thing to actually set up a euro and then implode it into a new corporate receivership. And then they're only writing off the debts of smaller banks that aren't part of the big six. And that I shot a special video at midnight last night about this on the Alex Jones channel. Now, Bob Chapman's riding shotgun with us. I haven't asked him yet if he can go into overdrive, which, again, the main AM and FMs will be off with us in the next hour. Some do carry the fourth, but we'll be internet only at PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars streams. Still, you know, 100,000 people over the hour listening, millions later watching the videos of it. And some stations do carry it. So we're going to get Bob Chapman on with us throughout the hour. Paul Watson's waiting in the wings, correct? But I'm told that we have a news contact from Norway who was in Oslo and was 200 feet away from this. His name's Robert. Robert, tell us about yourself. Tell us what you witnessed, sir.
Thanks, Alex. So I just called you because I wanted, you know, to tell sort of what happened. I work, my office is just by the government building. So I was out having a coffee and walking back towards my office. There's a big open square. So I was just coming into the square, and then, you just got blasted a bit back, and windows was flying out, glass behind me, in front of me, and then all of the city just went totally quiet. So we saw up towards the government building, some smoke was coming out, so I started walking towards the government building. Then people was coming, out of the building and out of the square, people bleeding, people carrying other people, telling, don't go up there, there's people lying dead on the square. And just, I just stopped and waited for the police and ambulances and things to come. Because it was
and by the way, we've checked your number. You are in Norway right now. Now, sir, you told our office specifically, appreciate your courage after being shook up by this, just as Kurt Haskell and his wife were in Amsterdam and saw the disheveled, appeared to be drugged, underwear bomber, Christmas Day bomber, being gotten on the plane by a sharp-dressed man with an American English accent. And then they saw the whole firecracker bomb, the men filming it on board, the fake bomb threat once they landed. The government said that was a lie for a month and a half. Then the State Department had to admit, indeed, they were ordered by an unnamed U.S. intelligence agency to get Mutalib on the plane. So we have info warriors everywhere at every event now. You are that man. You told our crew something about men in black uniforms sweeping the area the night before. Tell us about that. And if we find out there was a drill in the area, just like Mumbai, just like Bali, it's always the same. It came out in Chicago Tribune. The Bali thing was connected to the CIA. So, sir, you've got the floor. Then we'll have Bob Chapman and Paul Watson ask you questions. Robert, do you want to put your full name on air so we can get a report out on this? Or do you not want to put your full name out? It just adds a lot of credibility if you do.
I'll give you my full name and, address and stuff. I live in the center of Oz. I guess, 1.5 kilometers from the blast. So everything's just quiet around here. I'm also just called into the civil defense, so I don't, want to expose my whole name, and I sort of have to be there a bit soon. But the thing with the uniforms, I know about the underwear bomber, I know about false flag operations and so on. So I've been, by your guidance, just following what's going on and things. There's been talk about more chatter, things happening in Norway and so on. On the internet, maybe terrorists and these things. So I'm sort of shook enough. I get my things from the office. Then go back home. Then I start switching between TV channels, and then one of the channels says, oh, there's an unconfirmed report that yesterday or last night, men in black unmarked uniforms was searching the area around the media building, the VG, a big newspaper in Norway, and the government building just around the area where the blast was. Then they switched to, of course, the other news. I don't know. Have you gotten anything? What's happened, Alex?
Yes, we're getting Paul Watson's tracking it. Kurt Nemo's tracking it. But specifically, you're saying on Norwegian television, they did report there was some type of bomb sweep last night in the area. Can you remember, I know you're a little shook up after the bombing that you witnessed and you live in the area. Robert, can you give us the name of the TV station?
Yes, it was TV2.
TV2. So that's state-run media, isn't it?
No, NRK is the state-run media. TV2 is commercial.
Okay, commercial.
Yeah, but, it's the same guys, I guess.
Got it. Okay, so TV2, commercial channel specifically, because we're going to look into this. Paul Watson's listening right now. Specifically, exactly, what did they say about the men in the black uniforms?
No, they just said that they had reports that someone was sweeping the area yesterday. Not very detailed, just as a by sentence. That's why. But I have to elaborate on the there's not only a terror bombing here in Oslo now.
A terror shooting. A blonde-haired Al-Qaeda, which you know we've been talking about them rolling out to now flip it from the Muslims to the white people or the Al-Qaeda. No one is safe. We've got a report on everybody. Yes, sir. Tell us about the summer camp and the white Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, because the government has this youth camp every year. It's quite popular. They always have newscasters and stuff showing on TV because it's by far the biggest single party. The last report now said that this guy was gathering them, telling that, holding a gun. He said because of what happened in Oslo and la la la, he had a machine gun, not just a pistol, but he had a machine gun. And then he just started massacring them. He just started shooting.
And we've now had a Rena Jihadi group with intelligence connections take the credit. So, and the government's now saying, correct, because I've got British news on this. It's up on the Drudge Report. They're saying that the white Al-Qaeda is connected to the other Rena Jihadi group that supposedly is involved in this. Is that what Norwegian television is saying?
No, they're saying that they don't have... they're naming names. They're saying could be connected. It's a sort of, it looks like Al Qaeda operation because it's happening two places at the same time.
Yeah, the New York Times is reporting that it's the helpers of global jihad. Now they'll use a message board somewhere. I could go on a message board and say Santa Claus took credit, and they would print it, but.
So this is just, and they also have naming a mullah here and saying him specifically. It looks like, because I was watching CNN and following the 911 happening live, and they, within, a very short amount of time, they were saying, oh, this is Bin Laden, okay?
From the grave, Bin Laden.
Yeah.
And they've got the million pages of stuff they found where they can always make up new plots out of that. And, of course, he's in the ocean down there with Saving Nemo, and everything's fine. Blast and gun attack in Norway, 7 dead. How are the Norwegians taking this? And why do you think the globalists, because this is clearly staged, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I'd say 98% chance. I mean, I see this as right as the banking cartel tries to make Europe sign on to pay everything out of the banker's coffer. This is a way to unify people around unpopular government programs. I don't know if you say you're a listener. Have you not heard me predict exactly this would happen and that Western Europe would be the first target of the soft target attacks?
Sir, I've been following you every day, and I know this. I've been extra observant on the news and seeing where things are going on. I was thinking maybe Berlin, maybe even Stockholm, and we're outside the EU, but where we have six planes in Libya, where just got a message from this Fogh Rasmussen telling.
They're going to try to blame Gaddafi exactly as a pretext for the ground invasion. We also talked about that being a possibility. That needs to go in the hopper because they want the ground invasion September, October. You're saying this either could be Gaddafi or it could be being blamed on him. But now you have the blonde-haired guy involved. That really pushes it into the realm of government staged. What is your gut? I mean, you're somebody who just survived this. You're somebody who was, felt the blast. You were somebody who was right there, 200 feet away from it. What does your gut tell you this is?
As I told you, sir, I was thinking because, there's an election coming up, the government is losing voters, and I was thinking, we're sort of free, and it's a perfect opportunity to, restrict our freedoms, and I was just actually waiting for something to happen. I'm sorry to say, but, you know.
Well, still, we've got seven people dead. You've still got a better chance there of dying from being struck by lightning. And even if thousands were dying, you don't give your freedoms up to terrorists. You don't give in to it, even if it was real. What's your I mean, you just survived. You said you were 200 feet away. How did the blast affect you?
I was shooken. My body was moved, and the windows exploded. One right behind me, one right beside me. I was just stepping onto the boardwalk, and then the windows just came. Alarms started going, and you know, there were debris all over the square. I have pictures from right where I was standing, so I can send them to you if you. If you want to see the, it was just sort of, but then everything was just calm and then chaos. They evacuated the center of Oslo. I don't know if it's totally quiet.
Well, sir, going back, if you would have left a minute earlier, you might have. Were you going in the direction of the blast when it happened?
Yes, I was walking towards my office again, and my office is just by the building. It's the building, you know, next to the one that was. Blown up.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of your friends? To go back, so you were going in the direction of it?
Yeah.
Wow. So you narrowly...
I had a clear view, straight up to the building where the explosion was. I saw the smoke coming up, straight in front of me.
Wow. Incredible. Now, expanding on this... So there you have it. The government in trouble. Government approval ratings down. Magically, this happens. Have you had a chance to talk to any other Norwegians and get their view of what they think's going on?
Well, we've sort of texted, you know, people, are you okay, and so on. So I'm just saying staged, and people saying this is just strange, and people say yeah, staged, but you know, not everyone understands that these things can happen. I don't know for certain, of course not, but it's so strange. They were also saying that they saw four men in a black Mercedes shooting away from where the incident site just before it happened. Some car was blocked at the airport. It's just strange messages going everywhere. But I guess it's just chaos also right after the explosion.
Well, they'll find some patsies. Do we know what happened to the blonde-haired Al-Qaeda who shot up the summer camp? And do we know who he killed there?
Well, they say they have arrested one person. I mean, this was an island, and people were just swimming away from the island. People were calling and texting people on land that they were running away, just hiding. They don't call. He might find them. He was running around the island trying to find people and shoot them.
Yeah. If you just joined us, we're talking to Robert, who is in Oslo, Norway, a listener of the show. And we've called him back there. He is there in Oslo, and we appreciate him joining us. I want to bring Bob Chapman up, who worked in U.S. intelligence against the Russians, to ask you a question, and then Paul Watson, and then we'll let you go, but stay in contact with you in the next few days and perhaps get you on Sunday after you've had time to really soak all this in. We're glad you survived. Sad for the seven that are dead, the now over 30 seriously wounded, a devastating attack.
There are more. They drag dead people into the building to do reconnaissance, and you know that number's going up, sir.
Oh, so there's more than seven dead from what you saw.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people killed after the shooting. I'm watching the TV2 live broadcast.
Oh, wait, now they're saying the shooting killed a lot more people.
Yeah, the shooting. They don't have any numbers because the island is bad weather and.
But the blonde-haired Al-Qaeda right on time as Janet Napolitano rolls out her white Al-Qaeda is going to get you. I mean, can you see the scripting of how they roll these things out? I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yes, I know, sir. And it's even it's sort of a perfect timing because people have just gone from work, and some people were going past the government borders, and most people are on holiday here. I guess almost everyone. So there's not not much collateral damage, but enough to, you know, make it a big event.
Incredible. Bob Chapman's with us every Friday. He seems to always be on when news is breaking, and then it gets cut short. Bob may have to leave at the end of the hour, but we're going in to the fourth hour for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and InfoWars audio stream listeners. If stations want to carry it, it's on the satellite, and they can get it if they want live coverage of this. But Bob, look, I need listeners not to toot my horn, but to get all the videos where I laid out exactly how this would start. And if it turns out they say it's white al-Qaeda, you know, folks, they're dropping the hammer. They're going to start the arrest, the roundups. I mean, this means they're getting ready to start a World War III scenario and use it to crack down on domestic groups. Bob Chapman, do you have any comments or questions for Robert, who narrowly survived the blast?
Well, as I see it, if Robert had been 20 seconds to a minute earlier, he might have been really caught in the blast. I have a question. Do you know what participation Norway took in the recent meetings which involved the bailout of Greece, if any?
I can hear Bob perfectly. The network's telling me they can't hear him. Yeah, I can hear him fine, too. I mean, I'm getting full audio piped in, but they say they can't hear him. Did you hear that question, Robert?
Yes, I did, sir. He asked whether our participation in the EU, there's a bailout of Europe, and they're calling it a Marshall Plan for Europe, a new Marshall Plan. That means, you know, almost a new plan economy, where we give more money to the EU every year, I think, than most of the countries because of our participation. We inherit every law. We don't say no to any of the laws they pass. So we're as incorporated as, you know, it's possible to be without having the currency and the benefits of being in the halls of Brussels. So, and, you know, our economy is big in comparison. We're a small country, but big in oil. So I'm sort of called an educated guess, saying that we have at least influences with the decision to bail out Greece.
Bob Chapman, I mean, look at the timing of this, and now they're telling us, hey, it's a blonde-haired al-Qaeda. I mean, this is incredible scripting, Bob.
Well, what I'm getting at here is the bankers were extremely irate that they had to come up with 21% of the value of the bonds that they were holding. In other words, they took a 20% loss in their bonds, and they're going to have to go in and back up the market to the tune of about $500 billion.
Stay there. So now it's time to turn the jihadis loose on Europe to teach them to lick banker boots better?
Exactly.
All right, stay there. We'll see if Robert can stay there. Paul Watson's coming in. This is all breaking, ladies and gentlemen. We're going into overdrive. Stay with us. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption.
It's Red Leader. I'm hot.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're on them, folks. We got it. We know the enemy attack pattern. The six big megabanks. Bob Chapman riding a shotgun with us. So busy during the breaks, I didn't ask him if he could stay into the next hour to take your calls. Paul Watson joining us via video Skype. Had him holding for 20 minutes. I need to punch him out of here quick so he can write articles so they can go out to the four winds of the web. It is important we get on top of this story now. I also want to get into the economy later in the next hour. Let me ask Bob Chapman before we let Robert go, because I know he's got to get to his civil defense. He's part of the defense system there, just, I guess, like Switzerland. A lot of those countries have that. Bob, can you ride shotgun in the next hour?
Absolutely.
Okay, good, because we need to talk to you, but obviously this is breaking right now, but you are particularly suited for 50 years talking about stage terror and stage crises and don't let a good crisis go to waste. Finishing up with Robert, I want to illustrate that even though terrorism is incredibly rare, and in most cases it is staged, there are real attacks, they're never coordinated, they're never multiple events. I mean, they do go on. There are real people that hit soft targets. They see it as a military operation because they don't have Abrams tanks and F-16s. You can call them terrorists, you can call them freedom fighters. The point is that they do exist. Now, the bigger issue here is most events are provocateured, patsied, or purely staged. This has the hallmarks of a purely staged event, just as a snapshot look at it. And the key time when it's happening, I said, as the implosions happen, they will try to menace people into gathering around the government, changing the subject from the banksters. We have predicted it with total precision. Soft targets, white Al-Qaeda, because of the pre-scripting. Again, they think you're dumb, but Robert, even though it's incredibly rare, still it shows how it could happen to anybody. Here you are a listener. Here you are researching false flag and how important it is to the geopolitical strategy and stratagems and gambits of the controllers. And here you are barely surviving it, but thank God you survived and are able to report to us, just like Kurt Haskell and his wife, who saw the U.S. government get Mutalib on the plane. I'm getting chills right now, and the FBI came and visited him, tried to get him to change his story, and a month and a half later, it came out that everything he said here was true. I'm getting chills. I wish it was some guy from Africa. That's not scary, statistically, but that the government would be doing this is scarier than you know what. Robert, do you have any comments on this, you know, on the fact that how weird it is that you're a listener and this happened? Well, I guess we have listeners everywhere.
Of course. I mean, watching the news now, they say four, five people shot at this youth, innocent political camp. You know, there's no marching and banners. They're just having tents and just like a festival. And then some guy, you know, dressed up as police officer, goes and, you know, just blows them down with a machine gun.
Yeah, let's not forget that. He was reportedly dressed as a policeman.
Oh, so they said he lost his cap so that they could clearly see who he was.
Oh, of course, the blonde hair. And for folks that don't know how this works, they can have a special ops deep cover guy like McVeigh tell him to do it and then set him up later. Or they can have a lookalike like Lee Harvey Oswald. And this stuff's come out. This is how, Bob Chapman, you worked in Black Ops. We're going to get Dr. Steve Pachinik on. That is absolutely needed for Sunday. You worked in Black Ops. I mean, this is on record that they operate like this. As a snapshot, Bob Chapman, what do you say looking at this right now?
Well, it's hard to tell their objective because we don't know really where they're going with this. But because of what's going on in Europe, I see it through that lens, and that is, the bankers have had to capitulate. First, they were going to take all of the things that Greece had. Then they were going to take a couple of things. Now they're not going to take anything. And in the meantime, the German public has demanded that the German government make the bankers participate. They're the ones that caused the problem, and they're the ones that are sitting on a good part of the bonds. So the bankers are going to have to come up, and this is a menial amount as far as I'm concerned, but they don't like it, and that's about 21% of their participation, which means they're taking a 20% haircut on what they already own and probably will own in the future with this refunding of Greece. And I think they're furious about it. And some of this stuff is open-ended. We have this European Monetary Fund, which says the bankers are going to have to come up with $20 billion immediately by exchanging bonds, which would mean they take the old bonds in, let the Greeks put out new bonds that have a 15 or 30 year life. But what's even more interesting is that the buyback program is still to be outlined by the governments. And that means that they're going to have to come up with a lot more money, where in the first place they thought they were going to loot the country, Greece. And so I think that could be part of what's going on.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that in the next hour with Bob Chapman and your calls. If you want to join us on air, it's 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster.com. We're going to Paul Watson, editor of PrisonPlanet.com, in just a moment. But going back to Robert, a survivor, anything else you'd like to add before I have Paul ask you a question, then we'll let you go. But I definitely want to check in with you again coming up in 48 hours or so on the Sunday 4 to 6 broadcast. I think that's very important. We'll know a lot more by then. I pray this is real terrorist. That's a lot less scary than state-sponsored. And someday we may find that four-leaf clover because, you know, it's terrorism's bad, but I really wish it was lone nut Muslims and not the military-industrial complex. That's a lot more frightening. And so please, God, let it be Muslim extremists, please. But we may find that unicorn here. Now, anything else, Robert, you'd like to add before Watson asks a question?
I would just like to say that I totally agree with you. I hope that this is done by terrorists, but I have a very sneaking suspicion that it's not. And I also thank you for taking this call and keeping on, you know, presenting the message, because so many people don't know what's going on here and, you know, everywhere else. But when things like this happen, and there are so many coincidences, you know, the Prime Minister on some summer TV show last night talking about the future and saying about that they had a plan and so on, and this happens. No, it's just...
So he's been on TV talking about we're going to protect you from terrorists, and then they hit.
Well, not about terrorists, but yes, against financial terrorism or against just protect the Norwegian people against, you know, all the foreign... threats.
I had seen in some blurbs that that actually some of the bankers have been mad at him for not wanting or them, your government, to contribute more money. But I mean, was that disinfo? You're saying your leader is pretty bad news?
I'm not sure, but you know, they have, I guess, the same leaders as your leaders. That's the way it seems, anyway.
Yeah, no, it's unified fraud.
In your films, you have, I recognize Norwegian politicians from the Bilderberg meetings and so on. So, you know how it is.
Absolutely. Let's bring Paul Watson in, then we'll get more of a report from Bob Chapman and Paul. Let Paul get back to writing big breaking news at PrisonPlanet.com. Paul Watson joining us via video Skype. Do you have any questions for Robert? A survivor, a narrow survivor, blown back by the blast, 200 feet away, walking towards it when it happened. He's got to be thinking his lucky stars, his guardian angel. In fact, Robert, are you thanking your guardian angel right now? Or, there are no atheists in foxholes. Are you feeling blessed right now that you're alive?
Well, yes, certainly. So yes, my guardian angels are getting praised at the moment.
Oh, wonderful. Paul Watson, any comments for Robert or questions?
Yeah, well, it was reported by both the Daily Mail and a Norwegian commenter who left a comment on our article that, and this is what pops out, is the fact that, you know, if terrorists want to kill as many people as possible, which is presumably their motive, then apparently today is a public holiday in Norway, so that building was mostly empty.
Yeah, why bomb a government building on a holiday?
Vacation. I mean, people aren't back for 2 weeks, for 1 week back. I mean, there's no one here. The city is empty. The government building's empty. It was just sitting on TV yesterday telling about how everyone's on vacation. I mean, why would a terrorist not? I won't, you know, but yeah, it's strange. It's very unnerving.
Paul Watson, continue with questions.
Well, I mean, there's three very good reasons why Norway would be in line for a slap on the wrist from these globalists. I mean, it's a country that's not in the EU, so it's not part of that Bilderberg inner circle. Number one, 2 months ago, they froze a $42 million payment to Greece, saying that they're not going to give them any more money. That would have upset the people organizing the bailout. Number two, they supported a Palestinian state, which is going to be up for a vote at the UN in September.
So the Arabs attack them. I mean, give me a break.
But number three, they're set to pull out of Libya on August the 1st, which they announced a couple of months ago. So three very good reasons why the globalists would be angry with them.
As usual, total precision from Watson. I want you to continue on that with Bob Chapman, but finishing up with Robert, what are your comments on that? That was what I was talking about earlier, that your government had been getting really crosswise with the establishment with every move they were making.
Yeah, 99% of the time they follow the plan, but now there's elections coming up and you divert a bit from the plan maybe for a while, and then... So I'm not sure if it was a punishment as much as, you know, this had to happen somewhere to just continue stating what they want to state. Looks like they just chose Oslo this time.
Yeah, unfortunately, and I've got intel, but also a gut feeling, Austin's one of their targets. So is Dallas, Chicago, Houston, because Gary Hart said that on Fox one time, giggling about it. They love to brag beforehand. Robert, anything else you'd like to add?
No, if you think it's coming to Austin, I'm just praying for you guys. This is not good. This is no fun. So now I think I have to go help rescue some people and do some volunteer cleaning up.
All right, sir. Well, if you'd like to take any photos or anything, too, that you see, we're going to put you on hold and give you my producer's internal email. We'll also give you give him Aaron's email, too, in case you're gone later tonight. Jaron, I'll have Aaron stay late. He loves to anyways. Can't get him out of here. He's such a hard worker. But Jaron does a great job as well over the weekend. He helps us get the Sunny Show produced. So send it to Jaron because he's on the ball, and Aaron. I'm going to put you on hold and give you both those internal emails. Please, any write-ups, any intel, any photos, we won't use your name. Please get them to us, Robert. Thank you so much.
I will. Thank you, sir.
All right, put him on hold, please, and give him your email, Jaron, and Aaron's. Incredible. Paul Watson, again, more statements. Recap those points you just made, and then I want Bob Chapman to comment on those points you made.
Just to add as well, Reuters are now saying that it's probably an alliance between Islamists and right-wing extremists. Of course, the guy who supposedly carried out the shooting was a blonde-haired Norwegian.
Also, and that's the script. Okay, that's it. That came out in Reuters. Absolutely. I told you. I saw it in the tea leaves from all the data I integrate. I could see the scripting. Ladies and gentlemen, right-wingers in Europe absolutely hate the Muslims and try 24-7 to kick them out and are tried by government tribunals for saying, rout the Muslims. If you think right-wing militia groups and people are working with the Muslims, ladies and gentlemen, I got a bridge I want to sell you. Okay, Paul, now I'm getting freaked out. You got to admit, Paul, did I not absolutely 100% call this?
Well, yeah, I mean, we were talking about it in relation to Libya and Gladio because that was very active before in Europe.
Kurt wrote a story last week saying, will they run Operation Gladio in Europe to demonize Libya? Give me the Reuters headline, Paul. They're now saying Whitey working with Al-Qaeda.
They're saying security experts say suspicion is likely to fall on both Islamist and right-wing extremists following the deadly bombing, and that's in snap analysis. No clear pointers in Norway twin attacks is the headline, but that's what so-called security experts are saying. But also there's a comment left by a Norwegian on Prison Planet, and his father is a dynamite expert, and he's saying that the evidence appears as if the explosion came up from underneath, and apparently there was road and sewer work going on in the days before. So it looks like something's come up from under the ground, just as in the case of 7/7 London bombings, and later being blamed on this car bomb.
We should have asked Robert that question. That's important. Here's Reuters. Snap analysis. No clear pointers in Norway. Twin attacks, but then the first line says, suspicion is likely to fall on both Islamist and right-wing extremists following a deadly bombing and a shooting at a political gathering in tranquil Norway. Why would a real right-wing group bomb something knowing it would destroy their credibility? Why would Muslims do that? Bob Chapman, your take on what Watson just covered.
Well, as I said just earlier, whatever their goal is, we don't know yet. We can guess at general goals, but this will go far beyond just one issue. They never do anything for one issue. There's always three or four things that they're trying to accomplish when they make a move like this. And I think the groundwork, as Mr. Watson pointed out, was all there. The pulling of troops out, freezing of funds going to Greece, because I guess they didn't like the way the EU or the IMF or whomever was handling it. And one of the things that most people don't know in relation to Greece is that they are and have been for many, many years pro-Palestinian. And so I think that in order to hold the money up from going to Greece that they were supposed to contribute must have been a monumental thing for that government, because they also are pro-Palestinian too. But as far as getting to the points of light as to where this is all headed, we're going to have to go over this more and more to find out exactly what they were up to, because it's a government operation, as you pointed out, and we're going to find out where they're going with it.
Bob Chapman, stay there. Paul Watson, final segment with him coming up. Then it'll be Bob Chapman, Alex Jones, and your calls as we go into overdrive. The main radio broadcast will end in about 9 minutes, and then we'll be internet streams only at InfoWars.com and Prison Planet. All right, Paul Watson in this segment. We're going to let him go and let him get back to work with these breaking reports at PrisonPlanet.com. Then the whole next hour, I'm in a whole hour of overdrive with Bob Chapman and your calls, 800-259-9231. And I'll be back live on the AM and FM dial this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live for the Sunday transmission. Bob waiting in the wings till we start the next hour. TheInternationalForecaster.com. Gold is above $1,602. Silver above $40. Continuing. We'll look at the economics as well next hour with Bob. I did 3 hours for many years, then went to 4 hours, got the TV show coming soon, and then I'm addicted to doing 4 hours. But when the TV show launches, there will be no more overdrive, except when there's these big breaking events, which other stations do too, but we're a network. It's just the information is absolutely key here. Paul Watson, we got 4 or 5 minutes left in this segment. Break down everything you've covered. You've really given us a lot of key clues and tidbits. Then the fact this is a multiple event attack, it stinks to high heaven. You throw the blonde hair into it. It follows the scripting for white al-Qaeda reaching a fever pitch in the preparation.
Well, what they're saying now is that it's pretty clear that this shooting that happened after the bombing is the main event. They're talking about 25 dead. And remember that this is being pinned on this 6'3" blonde Norwegian who dressed up as a policeman, tricked his way into this island complex dressed as a police officer by saying he was checking security after the bombing, and then started this massacre. And now they're saying that 25 dead are on the shore there. So it's definitely going to fall on the white al-Qaeda by the looks of it. But on the flip side, you've got this claim of responsibility from Helpers of Jihad, which has been reported by the New York Times, but has also been contradicted by others who are saying that this claim was never made.
That's like Helpers of Santa Claus. I mean, this is incredible.
But the actual group that the New York Times is pinning it on is this group called, headed up by Mullah Krekar, called Ansar al-Islam. And Kurt Nimmo's posted a story on Infowars.com which points out that the leader of this group, Mullah Krekar, was approached in 2005 to work with the CIA. So that's, he refused at the time, but there's definite intelligence connections to this group.
Well, that's like a SWAT running the 7-7 and being MI6 and being protected. That's even Fox News and MSNBC admit that.
Exactly. The Economist, which is a big globalist publication, is also speculating that left-wing renegade environmentalist angry at Norway's Arctic oil program may be involved. So, I mean, the kaleidoscope is still in a flux, and they're talking about all these different groups, but judging from the fact that 25 are now dead at this, with this confirmed massacre by a blonde Norwegian man, I mean, it looks clear who this is going to fall on, and it's going to be, you know, white Al-Qaeda again. And as I said before the break, three very good reasons for Norway to receive a slap on the wrist. One, they're backing the Palestinian path to statehood at the UN, big vote which is set to take place at the start of September. Number two, they announced they were pulling out of Libya on the 1st of August, so that obviously upset some people with NATO preparing this massive bombardment, because it looks as if Gaddafi is now going to refuse to step down. And on that token, I note that Anders Rasmussen has vehemently come out in, condemning this. He's become very public in the hours after it. And also, this $42 million that they refused to send to Greece back at the end of May. So three very good reasons for Norway to get a slap on the wrist from the globalists with this bombing and shooting today.
All right, or give them the political cover to get back under the globalist command base. Thank you so much, Paul Watson. We're coming back with a full hour of Overdrive, your phone calls, Bob Chapman, and a lot more. We're going to cover the waterfront of key information, including the shutdown of the U.S. industrial system. Straight ahead. We are locked and loaded into hour number four on this Friday transmission. Oslo rock today by a multiple terror attacks in Norway at an island with people on the beach, reporting 20 plus dead, a empty or quasi-empty government building on a holiday, attacked, at least seven dead there. We had an eyewitness on who narrowly survived, was actually knocked back by the explosion 200 feet away on Robert. He's going out as part of civil defense to help with things, and is going to be back on with us Sunday, perhaps sending us photos and things. This is a short segment. I'll give Bob Chapman the floor to continue to break down the terror attack. We're going to come back, take calls, and then get back into the economy. The main reason Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster joins us every Friday. Bob Chapman, with this whole situation going on, what's your take on it?
Well, I think at the bottom of it all is a terrible thrashing the banks have taken in this Greek episode and beyond that. And they're going to have to come up with an awful lot of money that they're going to have to spend in the process of renewing Greek bonds. Of course, those bonds will be backed by or fully collateralized by AAA-rated zero-coupon securities with a 30-year maturity. And they will be backed by the European Monetary Fund, which is something I haven't even heard of before. And so they're very, very disturbed about that. And, of course, behind it were the German people. And we saw that in the elections in the Hamburg area about 3 months ago when the CDU, which is Mrs. Merkel's party, got thrashed really badly, because the people don't want any more money going into countries that have made those kind of mistakes. And they're sick and tired of being buried in debt, and they just want out of the whole thing. And that was followed up by commentary, which came out several days ago by Finland. In fact, I'll tell you something interesting. Harley Schlanger with the LaRouche people was in Brussels at the meeting that they had, and when he came back, he was talking to Erskine, and he asked him what he thought of the whole thing, and he said, well, they answered him, this Dutch group, and they said, we're sick and tired of it as well. And he said, well, how do you get all your information? And they said, well, we listened to Bob Chapman's broadcasts, which kind of threw me. But and the Finns are in the same boat. They don't want to continue this. And so what's happening is the bankers are barely hanging on here by their fingernails. And it would be a good opportunity for them to instruct their minions to create a false flag attack like this, or in an incident like this in Oslo, doing all the things that you've described and why they do them.
Well said, Bob. We're going to learn more, obviously, in the hours and days to come. But, I mean, the banksters, every time they get cornered or get in trouble, they stage terror to make people rally around the governments they've bought and paid for. But, I mean, I don't see this working. I don't see them. I mean, take my story yesterday, Paul Watson's story at Prison Planet. That's one of the biggest stories in the country right now. I mean, every talk radio show I tune into is talking about the rollout of the white Al-Qaeda TV ads at the, you know, the white people are going to get you, and the minorities are reporting them. First they demonize, you know, brown folks, so we're just taking their rights to get some racist whites to go along with it. Now they're flipping to the other side. I mean, this all this scripting together, this looks like we're going to try to roll this out, but I don't see people buying it.
Well, I agree with you. I don't think they're going to. It's just like crying wolf. You're only going to do it so many times, and all of a sudden nobody's going to come and... the wolf comes and he gobbles you up. And that's the concept. They're going to the well too often. And people are realizing, because of what's happened before in other operations and listening to your program, they get the truth.
Absolutely. And stay there, Bob. The wolf comes and gobbles them up.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Bob Chapman riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. I've got a lot of economic news I want to go over. The News Corp scandal I want to get Bob Chapman's take on. Mysterious death there. This new UN green army to invade countries that don't submit to the environmental tyranny of the banksters. But yesterday, Paul Watson wrote an article off a new DHS 9.5-minute video. They're putting a bunch of these out, where out of dozens and dozens of terrorists in it, almost all of them are white, and they have the blue eyes glowing, and it's all minorities reporting the white people. Clearly, this is designed, just like they've had TV ads and things, to make all Muslims look like terrorists, or all people with brown skin can't be trusted. They sell white folks on giving up their liberties because, oh, you know, it's the scary brown people. And then we pointed out, now they're flipping it. As I said in the articles I wrote, minorities, it's the white folks, they're about to start terror attacking you. And I have all the internal documents and memos where the Homeland Security says, we're not worried about Al-Qaeda, we just sell the public on that. It's really the returning veterans, the Ron Paul supporters, the bullion gold owners. Now in this new video, it's, do you write on pieces of paper? Do you type into a phone? Do you have a cell phone? Do you have a camera? This is what they push. Clearly, that's what they're doing. And on one video we shot, we have 495 likes on YouTube, 28 dislikes. Big Sis says whites are terrorists, 33,000 views, shot this yesterday. And I see comments here, shame on Alex Jones. By bringing up irrelevant topics like white people, he has discredited himself as a racist. I bet the next thing he tries to convince his listeners of is that black people intend to kill all white people in America. And that's a straw man. And that because of that, we should not vote for Barack Obama. This is an idiot Obama supporter. I'm telling you not to vote for Rick Perry either, moron. But for white Ron Paul. No, not because he's white, because he's a principled person who knows the issues and understands the banksters. I can't believe that people are still listening to this guy. Alex, you bleep. And there's a bunch of those comments. It's, you know, if you don't support government-run health care, you hate black people, Chris Matthews said. It's not even, it doesn't have sense. It's nonsensical. They clearly have been saying now in the last few years, white Al-Qaeda is about to hit. The militias and Ron Paul supporters are with Al-Qaeda. I've had them say it about me. that I secretly work for Al-Qaeda because I point out it was created by Zbigniew Brzezinski and the U.S. government on record, and have former heads of black ops like Dr. Pachenik on to document that's the case. Ladies and gentlemen, they demonize a minority that it's more kosher to go after, like Hitler did. Then they go after everybody. That's what I'm saying. It's what the video says, and it shows how fixated people are on race, that there are black folks in these comments, because you can go to their channels and, you know, see the videos they posted, and they say they're black, saying you're racist because you say this ad targets white people. Listen. I get accused of sticking up for Al-Qaeda when I say that, you know, it's a scapegoat and a stereotype to say Muslims are terrorists. Okay, so I'm tired of it. I'm telling you, they're shifting all this over to white people. And if you don't know that the establishment attacks whatever group is seen as wealthy and strong, you don't know what you're talking about. White people are under attack in this country. Everybody's under attack, just like black folks are under attack, and I did shows on that this week. I stand for justice and truth and reality, okay? And you need to grow up, okay? I'm against national health care because it lets the government decide what care you get, and the insurance companies wrote the plan, not because I hate black people. Stop being idiots. Bob Chapman, do you have any comments on this?
Yes, this is diversion tactics, and it's to separate groups. It's to cause a chaos eventually. It's been going on for years and years. The communists use it effectively. And now we're having it used upon us as Americans. And it's not going to let up. This propaganda machine is in high gear, and it will remain there. And, of course, people who are out front telling the truth, trying to back into the answers to things that happen or things that might happen, they are branded as people that have to be silenced or done away with. And if you're on radio and you're doing what Alex is doing and I'm doing, you've got to expect it, and you can't get disturbed about it. You handle it just like another problem, quietly and objectively, which Alex has done. And you just beat them back with the truth, and they go away, and they find another tack, and they come back and tack you again. So it's a never-ending process. And some of these people are working for the United States government.
And well, that's admitted. They even have fake robo-blogs and the Pentagon doing it. You know, my issue is I'm not upset that I'm being attacked. I'm upset that some of these are probably real people that are this dumbed down who really believe if you don't want government health care, you're a racist. I mean, it's just insane, Bob.
Well, it's understandable, even though it is insane, because the government, the people who control government from behind the scenes, have been working on this since the 1930s. I mean, you saw it during the Second World War and thereafter. And they've done it through the school systems. And the children grow up not learning very much, and they're easy prey for these people who create propaganda, sending them off in the wrong direction, giving the wrong ideas, and they're gullible. And they probably have never had their brain taxed, so to speak, in doing difficult problems, such as figuring out that the media belongs to the people who want to shape our minds. And they don't get into that because there's nothing that they've done in education that would prepare them for that. And so they're real victims.
They are. And they just buy into like simple-minded one-liners that have no effect on reality. And then they discount being real participants in the world and just become spectators. I want to go to Luke, Sean, Nick, Randy, Andrew, and others coming up. We're going to get into the economy and a bunch of other issues. That's why Bob's here. Luke in South Korea, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Alex. How are you going?
Good. What's your view on all this?
Oh, it's just shocking what's happening around the world now. My matter is actually not as big, but it does unlock lots of Australian minds, because in the Australian scene, we don't have enough, as I said before, we don't have enough terrorists, so we're demonising motorcycle gangs. If the public were woken up to find out Australia's first gang law was used against an 18-year-old Aboriginal boy and not against any of these bikies, the
government because
demonizes.
He called somebody who was gay, he's been arrested. And now in England just last week, they arrested somebody for their Facebook making a mild racial comment about a football player. This is the new secret police free speech attacking system, Luke.
Well, I've learned a lot more about it. I've learned that the officer in charge of the investigation is the officer that's accusing the Aboriginal boy of the crime of obtaining true personal information about police, 60C Crimes Act. I've talked to his mother. The boy's been hit across the head with the yellow pages. And I just found out the government broadcast has done this most bizarre hit piece against him. You could probably put some of it to air later. You've got this
guy. Oh, but see, the gay people are being persecuted, so it's okay to beat the black kid over the head with a phone book. That'll teach him.
Well, what the ABC News has done is before the kid's trial, they're accusing him of being stupid and lacking etiquette. There's two stories that put online called Learning Online Etiquette on the ABC News for the Mid-North Coast and Facebook Harassment.
Yeah, because and I've seen them. Because if you don't have the right etiquette, we're going to put you in jail. No free speech. I'm aware of the stories. Thank you, Luke. Bob Chapman, they are galloping forward. I had a national TV host in here yesterday who is involved in advocating for gay and lesbian groups. Fine, that's his issue. I don't even get into those things. But he had to hesitate. I said, should I be arrested if I criticize these groups? Is what England and others are doing? And they had to hesitate and say, well, no, I guess that's free speech. See, this is where this is going. Bob Chapman.
Well, and that's particularly on that issue. But we were talking about the people who don't understand, so to speak. And all I can say to that is that the other half of the people do understand and have the ability to understand. And you and I and others like us have been given a gift where we can communicate with people on an intelligent level, but very simply so. And it's up to us to use the equipment that we've been given so that we can help these people understand. And that's our job. So there is a flip side to all of the people who don't understand. We're here to help them.
Absolutely. Let's jam in another. Sean in Australia just hung up. A lot of calls from Australians. Nick in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, can I have a minute?
Yes, go ahead.
I get in on you on the 911. Jerry Farwell came in on 911 also because he said he was blaming the gays, and they were so the hijackers were so ugly. They got in through our tolerance for that's what.
Okay,
how I
there we go.
Well, they did circle the White House before they hit the Pentagon. So, now it's White Al-Qaeda. Bob blames the banks. He says, I agree, because the banks are doing things like in Fresno, they let methyl iodine in a secret meeting, and that's killing the children. And if they're secretly fed by the banks, that's the mentality that these people are matching with.
I hear you, Nick. Very interesting points. We've got to go to break. I want to take a bunch of calls. I want to move quick. We're going to go to Randy, Andrew, Tim, and others. The toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We're not screening your calls, but we're specifically trying to talk about the staged terror attacks. Are they staged? The bombings, the shootings, the White Al-Qaeda, the economy, all of this stuff coming up. I'll also get into Bob giving us his take on our energy system being shut down, so we're having more and more rolling blackouts. That's admitted. Bob Chapman's our guest right now, going through your calls. And we're going to get into a whole plethora of news with him before he leaves us on gold, the economy. I want to get his take on a host of issues. But Randy in Illinois, you are on the air with Bob Chapman. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. Hi, Alex. I just wanted to point out on the DHS video, there's something that I found that's rather cryptic, it looks like. At 6 minutes, 5 seconds, the black security guard hat and glasses and mustache who's watching, who's observing people breaking into a shed. Behind him on the wall of a truck trailer or something, it looks like there's a pyramid-shaped eye drawn on it.
Yeah, saying we're the all-seeing eye, we're watching. You're talking about the 10-minute DHS video, Whitey's going to get you, he's the new Al-Qaeda?
Right.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to point that out.
But 6 minutes, 6 seconds, we'll look into that. What's your take on the Oslo situation?
Well, I think it's very disturbing. You know, I'd certainly like to see what eventually transpires concerning that, but I don't really have an opinion. I mean, I'm listening to you guys now, so, you know, it's just very disturbing.
Thank you so much. Bob, comment on that.
No, I think you've got to look into the all-seeing eye. And, yes, it's disturbing. I'm looking at reports coming in for the Washington Post right now, and I'm trying to do three different things at once. But it's really disturbing, and the gentleman summated it all. We have to try to, as time goes on here, find out really what's behind it.
Absolutely. And the globalists love to put their little gang signs all over everything. I'm going to check that during the next break. Let's go ahead and talk to Andrew in Canada. You're on the air, Andrew. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Jones. My question is simply, Al-Qaeda has been, their original concept was to get occupation out of their homeland. I'm curious how Norway has basically over the years been in any way trying to occupy or diminish any other country. My father just returned from Norway visiting his best friend, and the picture he depicted was they barely have enough money to occupy their backyard. So how?
Well, no,
it
it's because they haven't been for the occupation that now Al-Qaeda is going to strike them to teach them that they need to be part of these wars. That's what PNAC wrote. That's what Dick Cheney wrote in 2000. He said we need giant Pearl Harbor events that kill 3,000 people. Pearl Harbor killed 3,000 to help launch these new wars and get rid of people's liberties and freedoms. Bob Chapman.
Absolutely, and that's what it's all about. And they try to herd people in the right direction. Half the time they're not successful, half the time they are.
That's it.
And it's the exposure that comes right after it, like you're covering right now, that's going to bring in a lot of intel from people who normally would not be subject to bring.
That's a good point. We know about the underwear bombing because we woke up the Haskells to false flag. We have now people in the, on the ground in Norway, a guy almost killed by the bomb, giving us intel because they're aware now to not just believe the first story. They understand Ki Bono, who benefits, who stands to gain. Thank you, Andrew. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Good.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I just got a few quick updates, and then I do have a definite something I'd like to speak about.
Great, we got about a minute and a half. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, first off, I want to get you your opinion and Bob's opinion on a theory I have about the birth certificate thing. I know it's kind of been in the background.
That's fine. But, give us your question.
Okay. This is what I'd like to know. I have my personal birth certificate sitting in front of me. There are three different safety devices to prove whether a birth certificate is fake or not fake. One of them is an imprinted, actual stamped into the paper.
Yeah, there's no stamp on the one he had, and it appears to be a composite. Is that your question?
No, if you cannot reproduce a scan to have texture. I mean, that's obvious. It also has watermarks that you can see through the paper. It also has these disappearing ink stamps of the Michigan symbol on the back. As far as I know, none of this stuff was ever brought out. Now, my theory...
Yeah, no, we've brought it out, sir. We've made videos about it, watched millions of times. What's your theory?
Okay, but here's my theory.
Okay.
That the Illuminati misjudged the longevity of Obama's staying power, and I think, personally, they might have even threatened him and said, Barry, you better take and
all right,
and,
all right, all right. We got to get to more callers. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we are live. We're doing an hour of Overdrive right now at PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. I'll be back for the full broadcast, Sunday edition, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Bob Chapman is our guest. If you want to get a free copy, either hard copy or email copy, of his powerful newsletter, a new one comes out tomorrow, you can simply call Midas Resources, and they will put you in the hopper to get it. And it's 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted also has a deal where you can get two silver dollars. That's an $80 value in the market or more. In fact, I challenge you to get two silver dollars for $80 with silver above $40 an ounce. And you get a documentary film that is animated called American Dream, which is incredibly well done about the bankers and how to stop them. It's only 35 minutes long, so great to wake up novices out there. And the book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice, a book and a DVD free with free shipping. Free shipping, free book, free film. That's That's $40 off. So you pay for the cost of the coins and you get $40 of free stuff. It's a loss leader. Give Midas Resources a call and tell them it's the Alex Jones special. We'll take advantage of that. That's key, or it will cost a little bit more. Still very competitive. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. And while you're at it, ask them about the other radio specials and other silver and gold coins to get prices when Ted bought this gold and silver months ago. He is about to run out of the stuff he bought during that dip, and the prices will go up. They'll still be very competitive. 800-686-2237. You know, that caller was getting into theories of what the Illuminati might be doing with Obama. I don't really get into a lot of theories. If I see a pattern that they're saying, white Al-Qaeda is about to hit you, when they hit, what do? We spy on everybody. Everybody's Al-Qaeda. You know, and the point is they introduce it first, it's the Muslims, and it's everybody. That's how tyrants work. You know, I use the Hitler example a lot. First, he went after unpopular minority groups, set the precedents, and then it was a free-for-all going after everybody. Bob Chapman, do you have any comments on that or the birth certificate issue before we go back to calls?
No, I don't.
Let's talk to Dangerous in California, then Jay, Ed, JR, and Chris, then we're getting into news. Dangerous, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob. How are you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I wanted to bring up something I don't think has been mentioned on the program before, and it's perfect for Bob here. It has to do with the central banking system and potentially one of the biggest threats to it. And it's called Bitcoins, and I was wondering if you were familiar with it. It's a peer-to-peer encrypted digital currency that's inflation-proof and counterfeit-proof and control-proof.
But if it's inflation-proof, it's got to be then denominated into currencies. Sorry, Bob, go ahead.
How is it denominated, to answer Alex's question?
Well, a certain amount of them are mined over a period of time through the computer network, and the single...
How do you buy them to begin with? How do you monetize them?
There's a couple of exchanges currently. They were 6 cents each only a few months ago. Now they're trading at over 15, about...
But see, then they're not inflation-proof. They're already inflating. They're based on currencies.
But there's only a certain amount of them that can ever be mined, and in a certain period of time, that number will be mined, and it won't be for a long time. It's a lot of people are picking up on this. It's becoming extremely popular, and a lot of people that are looking at it are saying, "Wow, this is really amazing. This actually could be one of the biggest potential threats to the central banking system."
Yeah, I've seen a lot of new alternative digital currencies out there. A lot of them actually put out by the establishment. I'm not saying that's what this is. I've heard the term before. How do you spell it?
Bitcoin, BITCOIN,
digital bit.
And you can find out a lot more about it at forum.bitcoin.org. And that's where most of the information and the people are discussing it. There's been a lot of anti-Bitcoin propaganda in the news lately, but as well, there's been some positive information that's been put out as well. So I wanted to bring it to people's attention because it's definitely a good alternative and something that people should look into, and I was wondering if you guys were familiar with it or not.
I'm familiar with digital, new digital competing private currencies. I know they're even going after gold and things now that are original. Hey, Bob, what did you think of Bernanke saying gold is not money? That was pretty funny, wasn't it?
Well, he had no other choice, because if he said gold was money, then he would have to explain what the dollar was, and that's a fiat currency produced by the Federal Reserve. So he was between the rock and the hard place, so he had to lie.
Yeah. Well, listen, we'll look into the Bitcoin thing. I've heard of it before. I'm looking at Bitcoin.org right now, and we'll research it more, sir.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Who's up next here, John? Jay in Missouri are on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Alex. How you guys doing today?
Good.
Yeah, first off, I got to tell you, you are the news, Alex. I mean, you had an eyewitness from Oslo within, 6 hours on the ground. I mean, multi-million-dollar operations out there can't compete with you. It's amazing.
Well, it's because we got a great crew. And great listeners everywhere, so thank you.
Most definitely. Just an aside, personally, it was weird. I had a hack into my personal debit card over the last 2 days, and the only transaction was from Oslo, Norway, which was very odd to me. Just a crazy coincidence, and I'm online at the Alex Jones, Infowars.com, and all the sites, and I don't know. I have to look into it a bit more, but yeah, that kind of freaked my bones out when it hit me with a terrorist attack in Oslo. But I had a question for you and Bob concerning the debt ceiling at home. I haven't heard much coverage. Ron Paul did an interview, I believe, last week on Fox, where he basically stated that the Federal Reserve could technically write off the $1.6 trillion in U.S. Treasuries that they've purchased. Since it's kind of the revolving door circle of corruption, and we wouldn't have to raise the debt ceiling at all, and we wouldn't have to raise taxes.
But then they've bought them, the private banks have bought them, they wouldn't get that interest, correct, Bob Chapman?
That's correct. But I think, those are really asides. What we have to get at here is the corruption in the banking system and the methods which they use to execute those things. And the entire nature of the fiat system, that has to be changed. And that's really what Ron is after.
Well, look, as he said and the Chinese have said, they've already been monetizing it for years. Now it's, 70%+? Bob, some estimates over 80. So they're already devaluing it. They've, as you said three or four months ago, you said he has said they're not doing QE3. They will do QE3. And so what does that signify? That's a good question right there as we start getting into monetary issues.
Well, what it means is that they can't stop until they are stopped. And the only thing that will stop them is hyperinflation. And so we're kind of guaranteed that we have to head in that direction unless something really unusual happens, like credit anstalt or something like that. But the point here is that they're going to go along and do what they want to do as long as they can. And if they can't extricate themselves, maybe they'll have another war or a series of wars, or maybe they'll try to dump the problem where they might be able to survive, because they started the whole thing by doing something like getting Ron Paul elected.
Well, I mean, at a certain point, what's happening is a lot of people that are high level in the power structure but aren't at the top elite level realize that they're not going to be part of the top of the pyramid, and that the people running things really are a bunch of power-tripping, anti-human lunatics who are so decadent and out of touch that they just hate humanity. And we need to get rid of these people. I mean, we need to get them out of the power structure. We need to lock them up. We need to write off all the fraud they've created instead of them wedding us to their fraud. I mean, their system is a post-industrial world, and they've come to terms with their parasitic system as if it's good what they're doing to society, and that wrecking things and creating poverty is some type of favor to humanity. And there is a group mind, a collective mind, in that a lot of people who are corrupt still care about their children at a certain level. And we've got to have a change. And the globalists, more and more, as I've said in the last 3 years, are not as arrogant as they used to be. That's why they're trying to hide in plain view now, be more and more open. You know, they tried to deny this stuff was going on before. Now that it's there, they're just trying to kind of flood us with the info now, hoping we just become acclimated. But I don't see that happening, Bob. I mean, I don't see things going well for the New World Order crowd.
Well, as you said about a month ago, we're breathing down their collar and they don't know what to do about it. And every day something happens in my world with my publication and all the programs I'm on, something new comes up that shows me that we're really, really getting close to them and turning this thing around. What'll happen to make that happen, I don't know as yet. But we are being extremely successful.
And by the way, you know they're mega ace in the hole is stage terror attacks, so they can run around and grandstand and fearmonger. But now every event, my listeners, it keeps being my listeners. It's kind of a creepy power we have. I don't like this much power, folks. I don't like being this much in the spotlight, but I guess the danger is the safety. You know, it's both dangerous and the prayers are important, but it's also a measure that we're so public. But whether it's Oslo or 7-7, whatever it is, or underwear bombing, whatever, we have eyewitnesses now that turn out to be accurate and real months before it's finally forced out. And so the message of the globalist is we've got military, we've got police, we've got bureaucrats, we've got general citizens, we've got the street sweepers, we've got the school teachers, we've got the auto mechanics, we've got the hot dog stand guy, we've got everybody, and they're watching. And now they can't just stage an event and put out their official story now and, you know, do it in a shoddy way. They know we're watching. And that's really freaking them out. And they can't prop up their false flag terror paradigm anymore. They keep trying to counter 9/11 truth and things. But all that does is get more people to look into it. You know, it's like George Washington. He said, look, we're losing these battles, but we're going to wear them out as long as we keep fighting in the long run. It's like in THX-1138 when the police state agents following, you know, the subway slave worker, and Robert Duvall's climbing towards the surface into the superstructure, and it's under an economic system, and the police get a call, we're over budget, you got to break off the pursuit. They had to give up. No matter how much fake money they've got, once we're aware of the fraud and call it, and once we all just start sabotaging them with the truth at every little level, none of us have to charge them head on like Bob and I have been doing as an example. Sure, you'll really hurt them that way, but you don't have to stab deep each time. Just a little cut, and just little cut, and sneak up on a little mosquito bite, like a bunch of bees stinging them. And just get your sting in, and just keep hitting them, discrediting them, and never stopping. You know, I get all these calls and see these emails, Bob, and I want you to speak to this, and we're going to hit some other news and go to calls. But constantly, over and over and over again, I see people on YouTube and Google, and most of them are operatives, but some are, you know, just idiots who don't believe in their own power. Alex couldn't be real. He couldn't be this successful. He couldn't still be alive. You know, humanity's powerless. We can't do anything. When history shows humanity is power. That's why the system teaches us we don't have power, because a small group's taken over. They know that because a small group like them took over for bad, a small group can wake folks up. And 30 years ago, sure, they tried to plant hand grenades in your house because there weren't many Bob Chapmans then. They used to kill people routinely, and they still do. But now this idea that's bulletproof is so prolific that they can't get us all. They don't want to turn us into martyrs now. We're gaining the momentum, as Brzezinski said, as Hillary said. They're losing the info war. Folks, believe in victory. Believe in resistance. It is victory. Well, I've got some breaking news in a moment, Bob, but I want you to comment on that.
All I can say is that I get stories probably once a week now of things happening that I never expected to happen. It wasn't too long ago I got a phone call on one of the shows from someone who worked in the State Department. It says that your publication, the minute it's produced, not only goes to anybody in the Beltway that wants it, and the most plagiarized around,
It goes to all the embassies and consulates, and from there, goodness knows where it goes to. I say that because I want people to understand that this message is getting out all over the world. It's not only Americans we're helping here. It's humanity.
Absolutely. Same thing on our front. And that worries the system. They can't pull their games. Now, you notice more evidence this thing in Norway is staged in Oslo. WikiLeaks constantly putting out echo chamber propaganda. They have a few jewels in there, you know, to sell the poison, the candy coating. But conveniently, with George Soros, of course, funding it, WikiLeaks files show Norway unprepared for terror attack. Norway's intelligence service had previously been criticized for its failure to keep track of suspected terror cells, all CIA cells, and the country was felt to be complacent about the prospect of terror attacks. Secret cables from WikiLeaks files reveals. This is just out today from the London Telegraph. How convenient is that, Bob? See, you guys didn't have enough of a police state. Well, now you'll learn.
They do what they want to do as long as they're in control, and we're going to take control away from them by letting the people know what they're doing.
Absolutely. Well said, Bob Chapman. I want to tell folks that I will be live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., but I'll also be updating the YouTube channel with these little upload blurbs. I did five of them yesterday throughout the weekend as things develop, and then we'll be posting those on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I also want to add here that they do have the technology set. We do have it. We're building the pages. I wanted it to be this week. It should be next week. We hired even more IT guys. My whole crew is great. They work on average 60 hours a week. But we are going to have, instead of the YouTube, these live updates are going to be daily, sometimes multiple times daily, including special reports, not just the new TV show, for myself, Paul Watson, Aaron Dykes, and others, to PrisonPlanet.tv on a page. We're doing that because YouTube can't be trusted and has been trying to shut us down. So you'll still get a lot at the YouTube page for free, but the subscribers will get that immediate development and intelligence. People are shocked, and I'm uploading stuff at 2 o'clock at night. I've always done research till 1, 2 at night. Just now I'm there shooting videos of myself while I do research. This is full-spectrum analysis that we're engaged in, and once you get addicted to reality, you cannot ever go back to the sitcoms and the dramas and the garbage. Bob Chapman.
I've got the same experience. Well, my wife tells me what's on the news because I never watch it.
Well, it's just incredible the amount of great intel we get from our listeners as well. I want to come back and jam in a few calls from Ed, JR, Chris, Garrett, Steve, if we can. It's all coming up. And, of course, Bob will be back with us, Lord willing, next Friday. But I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., back next Monday, 11 a.m. Central. And if more terror attacks start popping up, more soft target hits over the weekend, we'll come in here and do a special report. Watch Infowars.com in the guest area to know if we're doing a special report at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be right back for the final segment of this special four-hour transmission, Terror Oslo. Well, it looks like they're going to go with white Al-Qaeda or white terrorists, period. You claim they're right-wingers or whatever. And they're in Reuters saying, the whiteys are working with Al-Qaeda now. I mean, this is all you good old boys that love giving up freedoms because it's only for them brown people. You're going to find out it's for everybody. What's done to any group is going to end up being done to everybody. That's why we all hang together or surely hang separate. Ed in Arizona, you're on the air with Bob Chapman and Alex Jones. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Bob. I wanted to let you guys know that the Telegraph has reported that Jens Stoltenberg, the Prime Minister of Norway, had at one point been scheduled to attend the event on Utøya Island, which was a rally for his Labour Party, but he did not go for, quote, some reason.
Very suspicious. I'm sure that's already on Prison Planet. That is big news. What's the headline so I can pull it up?
Well, this is just a live coverage at the Telegraph Oslo explosion. Live coverage, and it reminded me, you reported a 9/11, certain key people
ABC News, the Joint Chiefs of Staff, canceled trip week before on 9/11 to New York, and Mayor Willie Brown was warned not to fly the morning of September 11th to New York. He was warned the night before. San Francisco Chronicle.
I got to this link simply through the Drudge Report. It's just a live coverage at telegraph.co.uk that the Prime Minister did just for some reason did not show up, just some magical
reason. I see live coverage, BBC, Reuters. Where is the Telegraph live coverage?
If you go to the Drudge Report, it was the top link, but let me go there. It's Oslo Explosion Live Coverage, thetelegraph.co.uk.
I got to hit refresh. It's not on mine. Well, I'll call Watson. We'll get that up on Infowars.com. And, well, isn't that just magic, Bob Chapman, that the prime minister was targeted at his, quote, office on a day he wasn't going to be there, and the island where he was at? Could this be some kind of EU attempted coup, too? I mean, what is this?
Well, I'm looking at the other side. I always try to balance things. And maybe the gunman was there to kill him. I mean, we don't know.
But then why would the gunman shoot and kill 25 people?
Probably because he was told to make a major incident. You look at what happened in Tucson. They shot several people. It's the same thing there. You shoot several people, and if the PM happens to be there, well, you do him too, because that's one of your prime targets, if not the prime target. So it could go either way.
Well, that's big news. Sir, I'm at the Telegraph, and I don't see that link on the Drudge. What is it, their live news feed?
Yeah, it's telegraph.co.uk, and then Oslo Explosion Live Coverage.
I see Norway attacks, 7 dead in Oslo, 9 dead. Where is it?
Well, I got it from the Drudge Report like half an hour ago, so they could have changed it since then.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate that call. This is really starting to stink to high heaven. We'll continue to track it. Thank you, Ed. JR in Ohio, last caller. Sorry to the others. What's your take on all this, JR?
Yeah, first-time caller. It's an honor to talk to yourself and Mr. Chapman. I just had an observation that I wanted to point out. Hillary Clinton, the outfit that she's wearing today in Bali, Indonesia, she's wearing the same outfit in the Greta Van Susteren interview where she says that the U.S. funded and created the Mujahideen, which became Al-Qaeda. I don't know what that means, but I know these elite are into the occult, so I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, it might be just a coincidence, but it could be something with these fruitcakes. Thank you so much. I will continue to track all of this throughout the weekend at PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and, of course, InfoWars.com. We'll be doing live video reports. Great job. Great week to the crew. I'm going to go now and work on the TV show development that we're going to launch 1st of September, 7 p.m. nightly at PrisonPlanet.tv, and we'll continue to track all of this. Thank you, Bob Chapman.